If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G.
What's going on in white America, U.S. of KKKA?
It's on! Race war! Race war's on, everybody! It's going down! It's going down!
No, no, no. Not God bless America. God damn America!
You're not wrong. You just maybe less than right.
2/3 of Americans say it's not worth fighting.
So?
Thank you for pointing that out. You're the smartest guy I know.
I'm working hard as ever at a number of things, but there are some things I quit quite a while ago.
Yeah, I don't think you guys know, man.
How about the basketball game?
Speaking of parties, let me say you and I have a little private party right now.
Come on, Mike.
What?
No private parties.
Really?
Yeah.
I bet you there's a pretty cool party in your pants.
And now.
Shut up, man. Are you homosexual?
I'm not saying yes. I'm saying hell yes.
Our feature presentation.
I love that Doto knows what private parties are, for example.
Yeah.
That's odd.
No private parties, Mike. No.
Oh, that's he's awesome. The best. That's from Doto, Doto Cribs. Is that correct?
That is Doto Cribs, yeah.
You get really creepy in there. Very pedophile-y.
Pedophile-y. Yeah, kind he of. Does. He tries to make them uncomfortable.
He succeeds.
He always has to get in the shower with him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, he scared Doto, and he scared Sam the Armenian Comedian.
Yeah.
And who else have you done?
Dwan.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that was the best.
There's a great new video of Psycho Mike up at KROQ.com. I know it sounds like I'm really pimping out the website, but that's because it impresses me every day how much new content is up there. You know, for instance, we're doing this contest this week with Rise Against where we're giving away tickets. Well, you go to the front page of KROQ.com and there's Rise Against videos and Rise Against performances at the Weenie Roast and backstage interviews with Rise Against. And, you know, it's unbelievable how much stuff they offer up there. But there's a new video, you know. Dave has that race coming up. King of Mexico is in that Nike human race coming up.
Is he still doing that?
Oh, yeah. He's still training for it. And Psycho Mike took Dave out to the beach to do some serious training this week. And there's some video up of that. He didn't go far, did he, Mike?
No. I mean, I'm going to say like 9 yards.
That's it?
Yeah. What are you
really?
Talking about?
Yeah.
He was going to run on the beach. He was going to train him.
9 yards?
Yeah.
Here's what I know about Dave's training. We were in Vegas over the weekend, and Dave said on, Saturday, Sunday, I can't have a hamburger because I'm training for my race.
And it was a week before his race, wasn't it?
Yes. And I said, what are you doing to train for the race? And he said, I'm not going to have a hamburger. And then the person comes up and says, can I help you? And he says, hamburger. And he got one anyway. Well, that's his training regimen right there, and I don't know how he's going to keep up with that.
Well, the funny thing to me is that he's reluctant to have a hamburger, but had a gallon of vodka.
Oh, I agree. Yeah. Doesn't make any sense at all. I mean, I was looking at him like, you're not serious about not having – you can't possibly be serious about that.
He is doing everything except train for the race coming up, but he has the confidence that for some reason it's going to be – he's going to be an Olympian as soon as the starting gun is heard. I mean, he just thinks the adrenaline is just going to pull him through, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to be ready when the time comes. I'm not going to be prepared, but I'm going to be ready, and I don't even know how, but it's going to happen.
Most of us are crushed with self-doubt as we go through life, and we think, oh, man,
certainly.
That right there has the potential to be a nightmare.
Yeah.
He doesn't have that thought. He's like, you know what? That's going to go well for me. I'm pretty confident.
He visualizes winning that race, I think.
He does.
He really thinks that he's going to be ready to go when the time comes. Is it Friday, Mike? Is that right?
The 31st.
31st.
Sunday. Sunday. Yeah, Sunday. Okay.
So he's got plenty of time to train. We thought it was Friday. He's got all weekend.
Adrenaline. Right. Excitement and adrenaline can get you through like the first 2 miles.
Nope.
And then it kind of wears off. And then you got 4 more to go.
I see your point, but I'm saying 400 yards, not 2 miles. Adrenaline, you know, the rush. Everybody's there.
Right.
And maybe they're playing music. That'll get you through about a quarter of a mile.
Well, and also adrenaline, although it can get you energized, it can also it accelerates your heart rate. So it gets you more tired.
That's right.
In combat sports, wrestling and in MMA, they know. The worst thing you can do is get too tense before a fight and get all pumped up because you get tired a lot more quickly.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. That won't happen to me.
He's different than anyone else.
Hey, real quick before we get started, because I know we won't have time to talk about it later. Kevin, it's one of your least favorite weeks of the year this week and next because
what?
The political conventions are going on.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, they're so much fun. I love them so much.
Dear God.
I love them so much. It's last night was night number one from Denver of the Democratic National Convention. So they got that for 4 days this week. And then next week, it'll be 4 days of the Republicans in Minneapolis, right? And it reminded me so much of the Olympic ceremonies, about the opening and closing ceremonies, where there's so much drama and who is allowed to appear and what are they allowed to do and what's the symbolism here and what isn't being said. I mean, it really is like watching – it's like watching a play. There's so much posturing going on because there's no actual news. I mean, they could put out a press release today that says Barack Obama is the nominee. Right. So, but instead, they're doing – well, let me see. I think it's 9 hours a day for 4 days or something like that.
Right, that's my point is there is no drama. It's all
there's tons of drama. There's tons of drama. No. There's tons of drama because of what are we gonna do with Jimmy Carter? I don't know. He's a president and some people like him. Yeah, but he's got some controversial views about Israel, so we don't want to have him really speak. Well, maybe we could just put together a video that talks about him and then have him at the convention, but not let him give him a microphone. I mean, that's what ended up happening last night. But that's the type of thing that's going on where it's like watching them move chess pieces around a board. It's really interesting stuff.
The words that you're saying right now make me want to kill myself. When you were in high school, did you go to the pep rallies?
No, I didn't care about any of that stuff.
Which is odd, because that's what this is. But this is a giant rah-rah. You know what we're going to do? We're going to solve the education problem. The economy is going to be great. Violence is going to go down. All that stuff. It's all going to be better.
It's going to be blue skies if you elect our guy.
And then the Republicans will come along and they'll make all the same promises. And then the same old crap's going to happen. Well, how could you possibly care about that?
It's because it's a show. That's all. Because it's like watching the Emmys or something. I mean, it really is interesting from an entertainment standpoint. I mean, clearly you're right. You're preaching to a crowd. You're preaching to a building full of people who are already going to vote for your guys. So you're not winning anybody over. So you're doing it on the off chance that somebody at home will connect with your message. But nobody's watching. Nobody watches these things except the dorks.
Right.
So last night was Michelle Obama spoke, and she was very good. Although this is a case where I don't care what the candidates' wives think. I don't care what Sidney McCain thinks, and I don't care what Michelle Obama thinks. So it's kind of pointless for me.
Right.
But the big moment last night was Ted Kennedy was there. And, he had the brain tumor.
Right.
As a matter of fact, on the day of they took him to the hospital on the day of the Weenie Roast. I remember because I was watching it in the room before the show. And this is the first time I've seen him publicly since then. And, there was talk about whether he was well enough to travel and his doctors were advising against it. And would he be there and not be able to talk? I mean, there was a lot of drama when he stepped up to the microphone, A, that he was standing on his own, and B, whether he'd sound like Dick Clark when he opened his mouth,
Mm-hmm. But they all came to party.
That one? Yeah. That's what I was afraid of. Yeah. But it turned out he was tremendous. He was, it's strong voice and sounded great. So, I mean, that's the kind of thing. I mean, there is a little bit of excitement every night. Like, what's Hillary going to say?
Exactly how queer are you?
What's Hillary going to say? What's Bill going to say?
Don't care.
Bruce Springsteen's playing after Barack Obama speaks on Thursday. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, don't care.
I don't know. I just think this.
I don't care what Barack Obama has to say. I don't care what McCain has to say because they all just promise the world.
Yep.
Everything's going to be okay the day I get elected.
And then you saw the guys that they arrested who. It looks like were in Denver to assassinate Barack Obama. Yeah,
I did see that.
They pulled these guys over. They were weaving on the highway and they pulled them over. They turned out to be white supremacists. They had camouflage clothing. They had high-powered scope rifles. They had walkie-talkies, bulletproof vests, wigs, meth. I mean, these guys were loaded for Barack.
How do you not lead with that, by the way? Talking about
what, the meth?
Yeah, no, the people that got arrested for wanting to assassinate him. That's interesting.
It
is his wife going to say is what you led with 5 minutes ago.
I'm just saying it's all going on. I mean, it's all happening. Oh. It's all happening this week in Denver. It's just interesting stuff.
Kill me. So, I need those cyanide tabs that I can have in my mouth like at any moment. And if it comes, I turned on the TV this morning.
Yeah.
And I saw, I forget where, I think it was Jon Stewart or something. No, Jon Stewart didn't have a live show. But someplace I saw that the convention was last night.
Mm-hmm.
Turn it right back off.
That's
just
it, you're
could
in.
Not be less interesting.
You're missing a show. These guys that they arrested on the road, by the way, led them to the hotel where the other guys were.
Oh.
And one of the guys tried to escape, jumped out a sixth floor hotel window, broke his ankle.
That's it?
One of the guys.
No kidding.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. He definitely could have died, but I mean that guy was seriously trying to get away from the police. But it was interesting. They're gonna have a press conference today and find out more about what these guys were up to. But it's good times, man.
I'm glad you're having such a fun time.
Me too.
Good for you.
It's awesome. I can tell.
I have TiVo, and I can avoid it all if I want
That's
to.
That's the point. My interest level is always the exact opposite of Bean. So if he's way excited, I'm miserable.
I'll probably watch it's great Barack TV. Obama, great and that's TV. About it.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin Bean Show. It's Tuesday, the 26th of
August. August. Oh, mama. Wow, sending me timbers. Wow.
I just want to know something. Exactly how queer are you?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on with that guy.
Shiver me timbers.
Ladies, just let me see. Today's Tuesday, so just three more days for you to be the voice of August. You can call the Kevin and Bean Afro line anytime, 323-520-AFRO. Don't make us keep playing lame guys through the end of the month, all right?
Yeah, that's just mean.
Although I think Bean's picking the dudes, but...
Dude, you can talk to Omar. He sends me everything he gets.
Omar is unreliable as well.
It's 90% dudes call in because they think it's funny.
Harvey Levin will be on the program today.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Catch us up on all the celeb news and the excitement in Denver. The only reason that I would be at all interested in the convention, either one, is because Rage Against the Machine is playing at both of them. That's happening. So that I would be.
They're not going to even show any of that on TV.
I know.
I mean, that's just going to be outside, right?
We have a mother and daughter coming in today, and I think it's nice.
Yes.
You know how they do those take your daughters to work type day?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think this is really nice. They do this on a full-time basis.
Right.
And they go to work together, and they hang out, and they chat, and they have good times. And then they clock out at the end of the day and go back home.
What do? Are they every teachers, day. Or are they bakers? What do they do? What's their job?
Well, they're in porn, but they're a porn team.
They work together?
Mother-daughter porn. Yeah. They don't actually have sex with each other because that would be gross, Lisa.
Yeah. But just both having sex with the same guy,
Okay. That's acceptable.
All right.
In the same room at the same time?
Yep.
That's
a little scary, isn't it? We're going to debut our new feature. Let's talk about Megan Fox.
Yeah. Oh, I can't wait.
You guys are retarded.
Can't wait. Finally. Where have we been with this feature?
Unbelievable.
We've been wanting to do this feature for a long time. I think we were too embarrassed, but now we're just going to say
F it. Well, you should
have been. We were then, not now. So we'll get to that today. Let's see. The Hills were on again last night.
Yes, they were.
Another one of Bean's favorite shows.
I don't want to give too much away, but Spencer makes his sister Stephanie choose between being his sister or being friends with Lauren.
I hope she did the right thing.
That's our boy Spencer. That's how mature he is.
Yeah.
I don't want to have anything to do with you if you're going to be friends with her, basically, is what it boils down to.
F'd up names on the program today. F'd up names.
Oh, because of the recent spat of celebrity names?
Yep. Celebrities, really, they are going out of their way to make their kids unique.
Zuma?
The names. Zuma, yeah. Zuma something. Two middle names.
Yeah.
Nesterock.
Wow.
Zuma Nesterock.
You're just requiring that your kid get beat up. I don't understand that.
By the way, they're going out of their way to make their kids unique, is what they're doing.
Nice. And keep listening to K-Rock for your chance to see Rise Against at the Hollywood Palladium. And on Friday, we're going to do a drawing that Rise Against is going to play your garage.
Nice.
So that's coming up this morning as well. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 5:49.
Do you ever try to add to the conversation that's currently going on?
You know the answer
people.
To that.
What? You guys were talking about what you did yesterday.
No, we're not talking at all. We're all talking about how hard we slept last night,
right.
How much we wanted to keep sleeping, and how the alarm hurt our feelings this morning.
And
when
that
it went
came
off.
Out of Kevin saying that he went to bed early last night because he had been up all the night before
right.
in Las Vegas.
Right. So we were all on one topic.
We're all asleep. Oh, right. Today we're all tired. Oh, the alarm. Did you feel like 5 minutes went when you went put your head down the pillow? The alarm went off. Yeah, me too.
I went and got my international driver's license yesterday.
Okay.
All right, then. Well, thanks for playing our game.
You kind of came in the middle of a similar conversation, Ralph, and that may be where the confusion is, because right before you walked in, Lisa was talking about what she did yesterday and last night. So I think that's what it came from. All right, it's 5:50. Perhaps it needs to be the weekend after a trip to Las Vegas. Perhaps it doesn't need to be another show. Maybe that's what we're learning here. Ralph is here with the Showbiz Beat for Tuesday. What's going on?
If there's one thing Charlie Sheen should do more than get married again and again and again, it's have more children.
Oh
yes.
Good.
Yes, yes.
Charlie Sheen and his new wife, Brooke Mueller, are expecting their first child together. He says he's thrilled.
How many kids does he have?
He's got three children. He's got Sam. who is 4, Lola, who's 2, and Cassandra, who's 23.
23 years old.
Yes.
Okay.
He should be dating her or something, right?
This is Brooke's first pregnancy, so this will be number 4 for the man who is father and husband of the year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
If I wanted to make a gazillion dollars in Hollywood, I would open a self-awareness store. I would just have people stop by, and I would just sell them some self-awareness.
I don't think they would buy.
They have to buy. They need it desperately, more than water or food.
So he would walk in the door and give you his credit card.
Right, and I would give him a big box of self-awareness and go, wow, should I be single and not have kids? Thank you, sir. Be back next week for another dose. Unbelievable. You guys were talking about The Hills coming back, and the new episode was on last night.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
I hate to bum you out. But sometimes you got to tell the hard news.
Don't you start to rain on our parade, dude?
This isn't a rain. This is a hurricane.
Ooh.
Are the ratings bad?
Downpour. No, the ratings are fine.
Okay.
But wait till you hear what each of the cast members is making per episode for the privilege of having their life filmed.
Oh, jeez.
Well, they're not paying Spencer, I hope, because the fact that he gets to live on Earth is more than he deserves.
Spencer Pratt is making $65,000 per episode.
Oh my God!
What?
Oh my God.
To be filmed.
No.
$65,000
per episode. For each one that airs.
He's a powerful actor.
Heidi and Spencer each make $65,000.
Wow.
Audrina Patridge makes $35,000 per show. Lauren Bosworth, low woman on the totem pole with only $10,000 for each episode. And Lauren Conrad, who's still considered the star of the project, makes $75,000 per episode. She's the big moneymaker.
Wow.
That is sad. That just makes me very sad.
That makes you want to go back to bed, right?
It does, yeah.
It makes you wonder why she bothers having that job on the show then.
She doesn't have a job. Did you ever see her work? She shows up and sits behind a big slanted desk.
Yeah,
and talks
to her friends.
Right in the camera.
I got to go get some coffee. I'm leaving for lunch now. I'll see you at the big fashion parade, whatever the hell she goes to.
I'm not a huge Hills fan, so you guys might correct me on this. But I would guess that none of you would watch it if it weren't for Spencer. I would guess if he wasn't on the show.
You need a good bad guy.
There wouldn't be enough interest to tune in each week.
He definitely spiced it up. You're right.
I keep hoping for a Whitney nip slip. That's why I'm watching.
Mm. Okay.
Whitney nip slip.
Good band.
Yeah.
Nice. Got to get back together.
Oh, good God in heaven. Miley Cyrus has a new best buddy. You know, she's been at odds with some of those Disney kids. They've been mocking each other on the YouTube and whatnot, and they said there's some bad blood there. But apparently one of the Disney family is a very close friend of hers.
Yes.
Okay. Person by the name of Vanessa Hudgens.
Ooh.
Apparently the two are best buddies, and according to OK Magazine, text each other constantly.
Yeah.
And recently they had a sleepover at Vanessa's house.
Oh! And the photos.
Where are the photos?
Come on, people.
Give it a little time. Come on, train wreck.
Start a hacking.
Isn't she Vanessa Hudgens much older?
Yes.
Isn't she 22, 23? Yeah. Well, 20,
I guess she is early 20s.
23 to 15 is pretty big difference.
Seems like an odd match.
Yeah. Huh.
But, yeah. If ever we needed some leaked internet photos, I think that those would be them. I'm worried about Dave, not just because he's going to have a massive coronary while he's running 6 miles on Sunday, but because things are getting pretty serious between Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
Oh, no.
A friend close to the couple tells Star Magazine that they expect them to get engaged sometime this year.
Really?
You know, it's funny because we were drinking all weekend in Vegas, and he was crying, too, and I didn't understand that.
Now it all comes full circle for us.
All right, now I get it.
And he never had the chance to give her those salt and pepper shakers. That's why she's going to get engaged. No. He had that. Remember those salt and pepper shakers made like their faces?
Still have them.
Uh-huh.
If he'd given them to her, then this whole Dax Shepard thing would just go away, and she would realize that he is the one true love.
Yep.
That's right.
By the time he realizes that, though, it's going to be too late, Ralph. Then what does he do?
Anyways, Kristen, I think we should be together.
How did he lose his voice?
I think it was being in clubs with really loud music and drinking a lot so that you have to yell to even to the person next to you just to be heard.
Yeah.
Didn't occur to me till after the show yesterday that he is Batman.
He's Batman from The Dark Knight, is what he sounds like.
Why are you trying to kill me?
Where's Rachel?
In case you missed it at the end of yesterday's show, we announced the cast for the next season of Dancing with the Stars. And sadly, Adam West was not in the lineup. However, singer Lance Bass will be performing on the show for the seventh season, as well as Grammy Award-winning singer Toni Braxton.
Yeah.
Wild On host and mother of four, Brooke Burke. Celebrity chef Rocco DeSpirito.
Never heard of
that. That sounds like a made-up name, doesn't it?
Rocco DeSpirito.
Kim Kardashian.
Gundale.
Right now.
82-year-old Oscar-winning actress Cloris Leachman. Look, you can't have an 82-year-old woman dancing.
You can't give her a bell either.
Adam West is 80, though. You want him on the show.
Take those back.
Yeah, but he's a virile, athletic 80. Cloris Leachman's going to snap something. She's going to just, her femur's going to turn to dust, and she's going to be down in a pile.
That's like the most, like, hurtful thing.
Yeah.
Hannah Montana co-star Cody Lindley.
Is that a little boy or a little girl?
You got me, sport.
Okay.
Soap star Susan Lucci. Olympic sprinter and double gold medalist Maurice Green. Current gold medal winning Olympic volleyball star Misty May Traynor. Love Boat and Happy Days actor Ted McGinley. Warren Sapp, former defensive tackle for the NFL.
Oh, he's going to be smooth.
The only guy who's not coming back to the NFL this year after retiring. I think Stray Hansen talks about coming back.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
I didn't hear that. Because they're a lineman down over there in New York, so apparently they're talking to him about maybe coming back. And Jeffrey Ross, our pal, a comedian and Roastmaster General over there at Comedy Central, will be dancing as well.
Funny.
Can't wait to not watch that.
Good stuff. Take a look at the celebrity birthdays, shall we? Shirley Manson.
She's the best.
She is the best. I miss her.
What's she doing now?
She's on Sarah Connor Chronicles.
She is?
Yes.
That's right, yeah.
She's got a recurring role over there. She plays someone involved with Skynet. I don't know. I haven't been watching lately, but
How about a little less Terminator, a little more garbage is what I'm saying for Shirley.
So we can not play them here on K-Rock?
Correct.
Okay.
I would enjoy hearing them, though.
She's 42 years old today. Another buddy of ours, Adrian Young, drummer for No Doubt, is 39. And Macaulay Culkin, little Home Alone boy, who would slap his face and make that hilarious O face. He is 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
So you'll never drink again.
Correct.
And
ever.
You probably won't go to Vegas again for about at least another 2 weeks till the sting gets out, right?
Yeah, by the way, Ralph is already planning on going back for a bachelor party in 2 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. Do we need Dave the King of Mexico? Do we need him to come in real quick?
Yeah.
He was a mess yesterday.
Hey, Dave, join us. Although if he sounds the same today, I don't think we need him. We got good tape.
Yeah?
Of him
yesterday. I want to know what was going on in his head during this segment of tape that we have from yesterday.
A lot of pain.
I wonder what he was thinking. Because he sure wasn't doing much to help us. I'll tell you that. How you feeling, Dave?
Good. I went to Radiohead last night.
Yeah.
Oh, you did? You needed to sleep last night, son.
Well, I did during the last two songs, so.
Yeah, he sleeps, you know, at shows and stuff, so that makes sense. We unfortunately went to Vegas on Friday. Had a great time, but wow, were we destroyed yesterday. But Dave, for some reason, lost his voice completely.
Yeah.
And, I mean, Friday night it was starting. He was starting to lose it Friday night. And we were at a place called Moon at the Palms Restaurant. And we did a restaurant, Palms Hotel and Casino. And we had a surprise party for Omar. And Dave was on fire and just throwing him back. And it got to be yesterday's show. And we said, Dave, we haven't seen the new Internet Roundup clips yet. Because Dave's in charge of those. He's kind of the clearinghouse for him. And he put him up. So we said, let's bring Dave in. And he can tell us what the videos are.
Right.
Yeah, that was
sounds pretty straightforward. It's something he's heard us do a million times. All that's required is him to say, hey, guys, here's a funny video I found where A happens to B and then C.
Right. Set it up so we know what we're listening to because we can't see it, obviously, on the radio. Right. Nor can our listeners.
And then you play a little clip and then the listeners go, oh, that sounds like fun. I'll go check that out. Well, for some reason, Dave didn't understand that concept and derailed the thing almost from the minute he sat down.
I'm going to tell you where everything went south.
Dave, what's new on the Internet Roundup?
Right there. Now, right here. Now, that was perfectly clear. Made sense. Good question. Succinct. Very nice. And then Dave spoke.
Well, the first video involves Ralph Garman, who talks all this crap about keep Kevin drunk, and yet he didn't even get drunk himself and went to bed early and all this crap. F you, Ralph Garman.
What's that got to do with the
F you, buddy.
I was talking to Alex. What? What are you talking about? I thought we were talking about videos that are up.
Well, no. Garmin instructed me to keep Kevin up, get him wasted.
Yeah,
I do
a
good job,
thanks,
and
Ralph.
I get mocked.
Well, no, you get mocked, Dave, not because you were drinking and you're up late. You got mocked because you sound like China, the wrestler.
It's not my fault I partied, dude.
Yeah. It's not my fault I partied.
But isn't it your fault?
Wait, whose fault,
Dave?
Is it?
Yes, it is my fault. Hold on.
Isn't it your fault when we say, Dave, what's doing the internet roundup, and then you go off on a rant against Ralph instead of telling us what we're doing?
Everyone was throwing me under the bus yesterday, so I was just like,
how was that throwing you under the bus?
And by everyone,
because you're mocking me for not having a voice.
Well, it wasn't just that, dude. You were dozing off. Your head was falling over.
I was tired. I didn't get no sleep.
Dave, we mock everyone. When did you get to be so sensitive?
Right. No, I wasn't sensitive.
Oh, no, it didn't sound like it. All right, so the first video, let's get the real setup, and then you'll hear what Dave, how he set it up. I'm not Michael Phelps. I guess this is a reporter from where?
The BBC.
The BBC, that looks just like Michael Phelps, the guy that won
the gold
medal. He
was a swimmer, too.
Oh, he was? Oh, I didn't know that.
In the Athens Olympics. Yeah.
Oh, okay. And so everybody thinks it's him, and we're going to play a clip, and this is Dave's setup.
Our first video is BBC reporters.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
This was a bad idea.
I know, it's a good idea.
I could listen to him all day.
Michael Phelps, I'm not him. Go ahead.
That was a setup.
That was it.
Okay, so that's what everybody needed to know.
Michael Phelps, I'm not him. Go ahead.
That doesn't tell us anything what we're listening to or that the guy looks just like him or.
No context at all.
Nothing really there.
That was perfect.
Okay. All right. Excellent. The Verizon Wireless clip that we have up now. Quite funny.
I still don't understand this. I still don't know what the hell Dave was trying to tell us.
Well, you should watch it. It is quite funny. It's the can you hear me now, dude?
Yeah.
And all of the people that are in the network, on all those commercials.
And they follow a guy on a phone.
For real?
Yeah, for really. Yeah, for really. And,
for really?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah.
All right. We don't need any more from you. Here we go. Here's what Dave said yesterday.
You know those Verizon Wireless commercials?
No.
Yes.
Which ones are you talking about?
The ones where, can you hear me now?
Right. Yeah. Okay.
And the network's following them?
Yeah. Right.
Well, there's this one guy, I guess Verizon, really did this to one dude. So they're following this guy around.
I'm having so much trouble following this. I have no idea what you're talking about, Dave. I work on the show, and I've been to the website, and I don't know what you're talking about.
Play the clip.
It's miserable.
Another big problem was that I was the one in charge of playing the clips, and I was back here in L.A. while you guys were in Vegas, so I was wondering, should I or should I not play the clip? Because I knew the listeners had
were
no
confused.
Context for the clip at all. And Dave's going, oh,
but then he gets upset. Play the clip.
Yeah, just do it.
Just do it.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Hey, you're making me talk. Not
what
me.
Else do we
what
have?
What else
do
you got?
All right, one more, because our guest is here, by the way. Last comic standing winning, Eliza Schlesinger, is going to join us in the next break.
Let's see. Mike, let's do the...
You know we're on the air, right? Okay, so at that point, Dave is looking at a list of videos. We had more than we had time to play.
Yeah, there were like five on there.
So in Dave's mind, he thought, I should just go to a closer, just go to a good one, and get out, because Bean just said we need to cut it short. So he just starts looking at a piece of paper, and he just gets lost. He just never comes back. Are you aware of that? Come on,
Dave. Try to quit.
Listen.
Are you kidding? You can't do this?
No.
Go to the internet roundup, krock.com, Kevin and Bean section, and just check out the videos.
I guess was your idea, not mine.
I guess we're not going to hear about it from the king, I guess.
No, I guess we won't.
Wow. Hey, can we leave him behind in Las Vegas?
It just seems
you
like
do good work.
We're all on the same team here. It's like your Manny Ramirez just decides not to field the ball. You know what? I'm tired and I don't want to be here and it's late and I'm going to watch that ball just hit the ground and let somebody else run over and pick it up. That's what you were doing to us yesterday.
Although Manny Ramirez doesn't have a rat tail. I mean, Dave does have that.
And I do knock it out of the park every, four times.
Yeah, that was good work yesterday, Dave.
How do you just quit? How do you just quit, though? How do you not at least try to salvage it? Look, we've all had trouble on the air. We've all dug ourselves into holes that are tough to get out of. But at least we keep going. At least we try.
No, yesterday you guys sold me out. You guys just held me up and just to be mocked. And
well, yeah.
Of course.
That's
fine. And what's your point?
That's what we do. Fine. Just... Don't be
don't
be surprised
anything.
When I'm bad, really bad.
I can tell you, I think a little bit of what was going through Dave's mind, although he's unable to do it. I think that because I had to work from the beginning of the show, I had to pay attention the whole time, sort of, the best I could. He was, dozing and kind of half paying attention, and just felt falling asleep over in the corner. So by the time it finally got time to do that, I think it was 8 o'clock. That was, you know, 3 or 4 hours later. He'd stopped drinking, and he was just sitting there.
Yeah.
Miserable and asleep.
So he hadn't warmed up.
At all. No. But other than that, I can't really speak on his behalf because...
It's good radio, though, Dave.
I'm just glad my voice is back.
Yes, so are we. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7, KROQ at 19 minutes after 6 o'clock. And we have your Jack Johnson tickets coming up this morning as well here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right.
Plus, a mother-daughter porn team are going to be joining us in the studio later this morning. And it's not time for Let's Talk About Megan Fox, is it?
Nope, but it's coming up soon.
I can't wait. Oh, that's going to be so good. Just going to talk about her. Just going to talk about how
how can this
how
be
Megan
a segment?
Shut up.
Listen.
How foxy
she is.
You guys do this all off the air. We don't need to do it on the air.
Sometimes it bleeds over. What are you going to do? You know?
Let's take a look at some email right now. Of course, all of our email addresses are available at krock.com, and they're also, frankly, pretty easy to figure out. What do you got to start us off there?
Well, I'm very upset that I didn't get to this in time. But Josh writes, I want to see Spencer Pratt help the girl too ugly to sing the Chinese national anthem as an instant request.
Oh, no.
Oh yeah.
Now the Olympics are over, and that little girl's probably already dead.
That's timely. So. And
yeah,
her family.
Yeah, they've killed her and her whole family, right? Spencer, what would you have told the little girl with the bad teeth who couldn't sing in the opening ceremonies?
It's no problem. You're a little bit ugly. She can always get breast implants. She can stand to lose a couple pounds, too.
She was 7.
Exactly.
Okay. All right.
Good. I have one Olympic note, too, that I guess I didn't realize at the time, but Keith writes in, hey, guys, I was watching the closing ceremony Sunday night, and they mentioned Shawn Johnson's height. Now, Shawn, Lisa, was what? Olympic gymnast for USA, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Who won a gold, right?
She's tiny.
Believe so.
Dude, mother effing midget won a gold medal. Who knew that Shawn was representing the midget nation? Come on. That's Keith writing in.
She does look like a midget little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Although some of those Chinese gymnasts, I don't think they were 4'2". They were so tiny.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. It's turned into a game of midgets, which I like.
Yep.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I found myself in the office longer than I usually enjoy spending on a Friday afternoon waiting for my car to be finished at the dealer. So what did I do? What every able-bodied and minded person does, went to the Kevin and Bean website. Having been an avid listener of Kevin and Bean and Lisa for many years, I've told myself repeatedly, never, ever go to Bean's blog. I've heard what you read on the air, and frankly, that's too much. But of course, this afternoon had to be different.
Uh-oh. Mm-hmm.
Filled with some sort of power unbeknownst to me, I clicked on the link only to find the worst and most boring rambling about some dog that I'm hoping was Beans. It started decent enough with a picture of a dog in the snow. Explains how hot it is in Seattle. Then went into some sort of story rambling about dogs and swimming and a dog saving kittens and God knows what after that. I got a headache after reading all of it. Isn't there some sort of internet nanny that deletes pointless rambling? Doug.
Come on.
Doug knew better from the beginning and he did it anyway.
And is there some kind of an internet company that deletes pointless rambling? Wouldn't that be a service to humanity?
There'd be very little of the internet, I'll tell you that.
80% of the internet in one day.
You're right.
Right. Well, another satisfied customer, it sounds like. They're going to my blog. Here's a website you absolutely have to check out, and it's our friend Trent checking in as he does every day. He's the genius behind MakePsychoMikeStop.com. He writes to us every day, so it's tough to choose which email to read, but here's one from a couple days ago. You know, I used to wonder, guys, why the Kevin and Bean Show doesn't have a discussion board online. Then I started MakePsychoMikeStop.com, and I completely understood why. I'm getting a lot of abuse, but you know what? So did Jesus, and we all know who won that one. Yes, we can, Trent. P.S. Here's reason number 429 to fire Mike. You have to consistently wipe the console because of Mike's verbal diarrhea. Think of all the cleaning supplies you'd save if he weren't on the air anymore.
That is true.
Another excellent point. Look, you've convinced us. We're not the guys that you need to convince. But hopefully sharing these comments with the listeners, they'll go to the website and they'll sign the petition and we'll get Mike out of here.
A lot of people don't know. Behind the scenes, we have no power. It's all King of Mexico.
Yeah,
he just decides and people live or die. Dear Kevin and Bean, I have a coworker who is wearing white capris. Does that mean the same thing as white pants? Thanks, Ooh. Sheila.
Those are pants, aren't they?
Yeah.
They are pants.
Yeah, they're not shorts. They're pants.
But capris, are they?
Well, they're short pants, but they're pants. I'd have to say yes.
All right, we're ruling with a yes on that.
I think I would rule yes on that, too.
So she likes it. That's, listen, we didn't make up the rule about white pants and liking it from behind. We're just telling you
that
that's the deal.
We're just aware of it, and right. That's how it works.
Right. We're the Supreme Court. We didn't write the Constitution, but it's our duty to interpret your questions.
Right.
And finally, and I'm so excited that Amy wrote in with this. This, Kevin, you put a dollar up. I bet you that this was going to be the best news you hear all day. You put a dollar up, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Listen to this.
Best news all day.
I know how much you guys love car chases. There's a new series debuting next week on the Biography Channel that interviews the people that were involved in the car chase. Here's the link to tell you more about it. Love you guys tons, Amy. I went to the Biography Channel website. Why I Ran is the name of the show.
And yes. When is it there?
Listen to this. September 1st at 10 o'clock, which I believe is Monday, I want to say?
September.
Yes.
10th? No. Did you say 10th?
First. Oh, first, yeah. I said. Yeah. Why I Ran, an adrenaline-fueled half-hour series chronicling some of the country's most dangerous high-speed police chases, debuts September 1st at 10 o'clock. Across the country, real-life high-speed chases rivet viewers to the TV screen. We've heard the eyewitness accounts, seen the police point of view, but no one has ever been able to go inside the mind of the driver until now. What it doesn't say here, by the way, as Kevin and Bean have been begging us to do for 15 years.
Well, we want a channel. This is at least a show.
Yeah,
this
something.
Is a good start, right. In Why I Ran, debuting Monday on the Biography Channel, we hear for the first time from the actual people who have led the police in some of the most dangerous high-speed pursuits ever. Stories for season one of Why I Ran include, and see how many of these sound familiar to you, a single mother of two who runs from police at 140 miles an hour on a crowded San Diego freeway.
You know, women rarely are the ones that run.
Almost never.
But, I mean, how awesome. She was going 140 on the freeway. How awesome to have a show where she explains why. Right?
Well, I think this will be especially good because I don't think any of them will have a reason besides high and paranoid.
I was afraid.
Right?
Yeah. A man who steals a car from a local car dealership and takes police on a pursuit that ends in gunfire. Wow. A divorced father of three who goes on a rampage in his 18-wheeler that results in a multiple car pileup on a Houston freeway.
That was
I remember
the best.
That one.
Yep.
A mother of five with a van full of children who leads police on a chase down a two-lane Texas highway. And a young man with his little brother in the passenger seat who leads police on a chase through the streets of Glendale, California.
Glendale!
Ending in a three-car crash.
Nice.
Why I Ran next Monday. We have got to get, we got to get the producers on and talk about this. But thank you, Amy, for the tip. That's going to be our new favorite show of the year.
People are slowly listening. We've only been calling for this channel for... 10 years? 15 years. Well, we at least got a show, so that's very exciting. I owe you a buck, Bean. We usually try to have a point. I know that we fall very short of that on many occasions, mm-hmm. but that's our goal. Mm-hmm. We don't really have a point for this. We just want to...
I have a point.
We just...
I don't want to see your point.
We would just like to talk about Megan Fox.
Let's all talk about Megan Fox.
That ended abruptly. You can call right now at 1-800-520-1067 if you have anything to say about Megan Fox.
I'm
any
sorry.
Kind of
first,
comments
we're going to talk about her, and then we want other people to call in to talk about Megan Fox.
Well, yeah,
that's what this segment is.
Yes.
Well, this the first of the four segments is. Yeah, we're doing it for a whole hour. But yeah, people are going to call in now to talk about Megan Fox. And the reason I thought of this a couple of weeks ago, no joke, is because we got an email from somebody who had been out to dinner the night before and had sat in a restaurant where Megan Fox and Brian Austin Green were having dinner. And I thought, wow, she was in the same place as Megan Fox. She was breathing the same air as Megan Fox. I have so many questions for her and how her life must have changed. I mean, imagine how much better things are for her now, having gone to that restaurant where Megan Fox was, right?
I'm trying to.
We had a very busy show. We didn't have time.
Not so much from you.
We didn't have time to get her on the air and just kind of went away. And I thought, we need to have a regular segment where people who have encounters, people who run into her on the street or maybe people who see her on a TV show, maybe they can call and tell us what that's like. And that's why we're inviting your calls at 1-800-520-1067.
Speaking of Brian Austin Green, you remember when Ralph did that story where Megan Fox came out in the news and said that she has the sex drive of a 15-year-old boy, that she wants to have sex all the time?
All the time, right.
That's awesome.
that
is
was
awesome.
Your point right then. That's awesome.
That was what? Yes, that was my point.
And we want people to call in who've seen her on TV or
how
the
about
movies.
Not so much from you?
Yeah. I've set some ground rules
come
for this
on,
break.
You guys. Someone's got to speak up.
I'm saying if you're not with us, you're against us.
I'm against you.
Oh, all right. I'm going to say this. Do you remember in Transformers when the car broke down and then she pulled up the hood on the car and she was looking at it and examining it and you could see her belly?
Oh, that was so great.
Yeah, it was rad.
Actually, we put that picture up, krock.com. Kevin and Bean page. Right. Yeah, you go to the Kevin and Bean page, because remember, she got out and she fixed the car, and he didn't know what he was doing with the car. Uh-huh. So he was like, oh my God, she looks like this, and she can fix a car? Remember that?
No.
That was cool.
Not really.
Oh, it was so cool. Lisa, do you remember that that Maxim photo shoot she did, with the one where she's sitting in the chair, and she's got her legs a little bit apart, and her hair is all down in her face, and she's in that library, and she's just sitting in that picture?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Do you remember that?
I do, and?
That was great.
That was so good.
You know? Remember when she was on the FHM Top 100, number one?
Yes, that's right. She sure was.
That was good.
That ripped.
Hey, you know Megan's 5 foot six? Did you guys know that?
Perfect.
Perfect height.
Did you say perfect height?
Perfect height.
Oh, perfect height. Okay. Remember those photos from Jennifer's body? Remember that?
Yeah.
The one for the Canadian movie that's coming out next year. Yeah.
What about those?
Yep, pretty good.
Do you see those, Lisa?
Pretty good.
Pretty good.
That's your point.
Let's talk to Greg and Corona. It's our new feature. Let's talk about Megan Fox, 1-800-520-1067. Hi, Greg. You want to talk about Megan?
Yeah. Have you ever heard the expression, a boy?
Sure. Yeah. Yes,
we heard that expression.
Those eyes of hers and that unbelievably long, beautiful hair.
That's what we're saying.
I think this is one of the greatest segments you guys have ever done.
Best feature, right?
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely. No, you're right, dude. You're absolutely right. Thank you, Greg. For calling.
A couple months ago, there was the MTV Movie Awards here in L.A., the Gibson.
Right.
And I was there. Mm-hmm. And she was there. She walked right by me.
And didn't you interview her?
No.
Oh.
But she was there.
Was that cool?
Did we just
rip so hard?
Run out of things to do?
No, we have a lot of stuff that we don't have time for.
When she got there, she was wearing a pink dress. When she got there, she was wearing a pink dress. It was real short. And then she changed into more like an elegant white like gown.
Oh, that's the best.
Sweet.
Wow, I bet that was pretty. I bet she looked good.
It ripped pretty good.
She's actually born in Tennessee. A lot of people don't know that. You don't think of her maybe as being a Southerner, but she's actually born in a place called Rockwood, Tennessee. And I hope to go there sometime and maybe find the hospital where she was born.
Okay, now I'm creeped out.
We're still talking about Megan Fox.
Hey, Bean, you have the door to the basement up there?
Yeah,
I think we've gotten a little too much from Lisa in this particular break.
I think you're right.
I'm
about had it with her.
An awful lot of people right
you
now.
You might be, but
these
this
guys
people.
Are just out.
This
it's
is not.
Sad.
This is not for those people. This is for us. We
and
are
by
being
the way,
selfish.
Lisa,
just
we're talking sad. About. I don't know what you're talking about. We're talking about Megan Fox. Do you have anything to contribute to the conversation that we're having,
no.
Or are you off on your own little private island here?
I got nothing. Sorry, guys.
All right.
Do you remember, Bean was talking about when she was born? Do you think she had like long hair when she was a baby?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I bet she's the cutest baby ever.
I bet she was a hot baby.
I bet she was so hot.
Hot baby.
That's a good band name. Let's go to Eddie in Whittier. Good morning, Eddie.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa May.
Hello, Eddie. What do you have to say, for God's sakes?
Oh, do you guys remember when Megan Fox came out on 2.5 Men as the Beast?
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see that one. Wait, what was her character?
She was on 2.5 Men.
Oh, she was the maid's niece. I think Charlie Sheen's maid's niece and all.
Oh, wow. I gotta see that episode.
You guys gotta see that episode.
That was cool. Fantastic. All right.
How did she look? Did she look great?
Oh, she looked fantastic. She looked good enough to eat.
I'd go that far as well.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you, Eddie.
Let's talk to Nick, who actually bumped into Megan Fox somewhere. Nick in El Monte on line 5. Hi, Nick. Welcome to our new segment. Let's talk about Megan Fox.
What's up, guys? I was at San Diego Comic-Con, and I was filming Milo Ventimiglia signing autographs at a booth.
Right.
And I was walking around.
We can't hear you, man. We can't hear you.
I heard the words Megan Fox.
I did, too. That's why we're hanging with him.
Yeah.
Your phone's cutting in and out.
Try again.
I saw Megan Fox walking out. I bumped into her. I was like, wait, I know this girl. And I put up my video camera and started filming, but she was, like, walking around. God, this girl's gorgeous.
What'd she smell like? What'd she smell like? What'd she smell like?
Oh, beautiful.
Yeah.
Just spring. She just smells like spring. That's all.
Love.
People are crying.
Yeah, she was fantastic.
Are you never going to take a shower now?
No. Not says no way.
All right, good.
Yeah.
Glad to hear it.
That's a good story.
Thanks.
That was not a good story.
That was a really excellent.
There's really
basement.
Nothing to the story. That was a terrible story.
Sorry.
Sorry, Lisa.
God,
not needed.
Got so much better now.
Not needed.
All right, let's just take one more call in this segment. Of course, we'll be doing What's Up with Megan Fox every day. But JR is in L.A. on line 6. Hey, JR, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. Thank God Lisa's in the basement so she can't rain on our parade. What do you got for us?
Thank God. You should have hated her, dude. What
to
do?
What
to
do?
Hey, I got Megan Fox tattooed on my leg.
Yeah.
Nice.
Are you kidding me? Really?
I got her face. No, I got it right there, right on my calf.
Your calf? Why wouldn't you put it on your thigh?
And it's actually, like, it's actually blended in like with a couple other demons and stuff.
Well, when did this? When did you get this tattoo, and why?
I got it through the Maxim spread. I just saw her face, and my tattoo artist was just like, "You want to get a girl?" I was like, "Yeah." Well, I was looking through the Maxim, and I saw her, and I was like, "Dude, I got to get this girl." Actually, I got made fun of for a while because they were like, "Who's making fun?" Like, everybody. But then she popped out to Transformers, and
that's right. And who's laughing now, JR?
That's right.
JR, will you send us a photograph of your tattoo that we can put up on the website?
Definitely, dude. I'll send it right now.
We'll put it in our Let's Talk About Megan Fox file.
JR's leg can cure cancer now.
That's right. All right. Let's all talk about Megan Fox. Let's all talk about Megan Fox. Foxy lady.
Ralph, anything you have to say about Megan Fox before we move on to the other showbiz news?
I wish she was playing Catwoman.
Oh, that would be a good call. That's an excellent choice
right
there.
She'd sure be pretty in that.
That's good.
Thank you, Lisa.
Well, now you're coming around.
She'd be great in that for every reason.
She's mocking us. There was no heart behind that.
Yes, exactly.
It's 6:52 on the Kevin and Bean Show. The mother-daughter porn team on the program today. Also, more Rise Against tickets for you. We'll check up with Harvey Levin from TMZ. Talk to the great Sean Connery. And what's up with the latest effed up baby names? All of that straight ahead on the Kevin and Bean Show. First, Ralph takes a look at the showbiz beat.
Sadly, it doesn't look like Megan Fox will be playing Catwoman in the next Batman film, which has been tentatively titled The Caped Crusader.
They have someone in mind?
According to a studio executive... This coming out of the London press. Cher.
No.
Come on.
Is Christopher Nolan's first choice to play Catwoman.
No.
Okay. Isn't she 65?
He wants to portray her as a vamp in her twilight years, says the executive. Her Catwoman will be the opposite of the Michelle Pfeiffer, Halle Berry purring creations.
So not hot. Why would they
or
do
anything
that?
We want to see.
Why would they do that?
Because Christopher Nolan loves effing with the Batman legends.
Yeah, he does.
He likes to go counter everything that everyone has ever done with this character before.
Yeah, but Cher.
I mean, think about it. He took the Joker and made the Joker not funny and not light and not goofy.
Right. And not the victim of an accident where his skin has been dyed and stuff. Sort of a mutant. He made him a regular terrorist guy who just slaps on makeup. He went counter everything's ever been done with the character.
But you could go counter and not go Cher.
But everything's ever been done is makes her a young, sexy cat burglar that has a romantic interest with Batman. So Nolan's going to make her a decrepit old singer.
That we can't understand anymore?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm out.
Look,
I'm out!
On paper, I am absolutely out, but there are some guys you give the benefit of the doubt to, and I think Christopher Nolan has earned that based
Until
on what he's done with
cast
the franchise.
Cher as Catwoman.
I think you're right.
You lose your doubt.
We laughed at Heath Ledger being cast in the last movie before we saw it.
I didn't laugh at it. I was like, it's interesting, but I didn't laugh at it. Yeah. Guy was certainly an actor I thought could pull it off.
Okay.
I think I'm going to look at this with cautious optimism just because he's done so well.
Right. That's how
God, I hope he can pull it off. Can't imagine how.
I'm going to look at it with reckless pessimism. Good news is, though, that they're still in talks with Johnny Depp, apparently, to play the character of the Riddler. So
he can do anything.
So half a movie might be good. I'll just wait till it comes out on DVD and cut the DVD in half. And just
is that
watch
how it works?
Of it. That's how it works.
All right.
So here's your latest update. Oh, really tragic news coming out from the family of Dr. Dre this weekend. Apparently, Dr. Dre's son... Andre Young Jr., 20 years old, has passed away.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Yeah, allegedly he was found at the family's Woodland Hill, California home this Saturday morning. His mom went in to check on him around 10 a.m. and found him non-responsive, calling 911 to alert paramedics. And apparently he had passed away in the family's home. Andre was said to have been out the previous night, returned home about 5:30 a.m., the cause of death is unknown at this time, but officials are awaiting the results of a post-mortem examination, including a toxicology report, to see what could have possibly been the cause. But sad news for Dr. Dre and his family. So, send them our consolations. Today is Tuesday. That means new DVDs and CDs are in stores today. We got a new CD by Slipknot called All Hope Is Gone, if you want to pick that up in stores today. The Verve has a new CD called Fourth.
That's been a while coming right there, The Verve.
The Game has a new CD called LAX. And Blues Traveler.
What?
Blues Traveler.
Did you say Blues Traveler?
Blues Traveler.
Blues Traveler has a new CD called North Hollywood Shootout. Good times.
Okay.
It is timely. That dude, he lost a ton of weight.
The fact did he?
Dude.
John Popper.
Yeah,
John
he had Popper? The surgery. And apparently now he's just a bag of skin.
Was it before your time, Ralph, that we did Breakfast with Blues Traveler?
Yes.
Before your other show?
Before everybody's time, apparently.
No, we did another show, and he was huge. I mean, the dude was, you know, like 350. He was one of those kind of guys.
Better than that.
He is, really. He was also way talented.
No, he's enormously talented. Yeah.
Very good, yeah.
Blows mean harp.
Yep, that's right.
And he plays
harmonica,
too. I bet
Megan Fox blows a mean harp on.
Dear God. New DVDs in stores today. Heroes Season 2.
Hey!
You can pick that up. Includes a special alternate ending to the Season 2 finale, as well as a tease about the upcoming Season 3. So you can pick that up if you can't wait for Heroes to come back. Entourage, the complete fourth season, also available today. Movie-wise, Postal, starring Dave Foley and Vern Troyer. Okay.
What?
Wow.
Yeah. Didn't even know what that was all about. Red Belt. That's the MMA movie with Tim Allen.
Right.
It was brought to you by
David Mamet.
That's right.
Yeah. That's three things that just make no sense. Although apparently Mamet's a big MMA fan, but Tim Allen been thrown in there.
The Jiu-Jitsu black belt.
Tim Allen's a Jiu-Jitsu black belt?
No, David Mamet.
Oh, okay. So explain for me the Tim Allen part then.
Yeah, that's a strange one.
It is like Mad Libs.
Might as well just put Cher in there.
Get the armbar. Oh. And What Happens in Vegas, starring Cameron Diaz and Ashton Kutcher, Rob Corddry. Lake Bell. This is a hilarious comedy featuring Ashton Kutcher and Cameron Diaz. They get married in Vegas. And then they have to stay married because what happens in Vegas doesn't always stay in
That's
Vegas.
Right.
It's so funny you should bring that up, Ralph. Because right before we went on the air, we were all having a conversation about some photos from the weekend that perhaps will stay in Las Vegas.
That's right. Sometimes what happens in Vegas leaks out of Vegas and shows up on your computer screen.
At least lighting wasn't there. Hey, I'm gonna come take video. You got any video of that? Video. Send this video. I need video.
You might be like some pictures up of the anonymous swingers.
Yeah. Oh, if you're a bare naked lady these days, it's just a bad time to be one.
Why?
Well, you know, first of all, they're
besides no one cares.
Their lead singer, what's his name? Page.
I don't know.
Yes, I know the guy you're talking about.
Robert Page.
Darn it, not Robert Page.
Page
no.
Hamilton.
Stephen Page.
Okay.
That's right.
Got busted in that open car doing drugs with that girl. Remember that?
Yes, mm-hmm. yes.
Right.
Now, Ed Robertson, the other guy from Bare Naked Ladies, the other guy who sings for them, had a plane crash this weekend.
What?
Yeah, and he walked away from it. He was the pilot.
Ooh.
He was flying a Cessna 206 when it stalled, and he had to set down the Cessna in a grove of maple trees, because he's a Canadian. Of course, he had to pick maple trees. Apparently, he was in it. And three others, including his wife.
Wow.
But he put it down and they all walked away from the crash.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's some pretty piloting right there. But anyway, it's tough to be a bare naked lady these days.
I guess so.
I'd like to see Megan Fox as a bare naked lady.
Yeah.
Great lead singer. Really, like, naked.
And really
shut
hot.
Up!
You don't know. And just in time for the callback auditions that are taking place in New York City today, American Idol has announced they're getting a fourth judge.
Well,
they're adding a fourth judge to American Idol. That will spice things up because they're picking a big star. They've got a huge name joining the cast.
Okay,
well,
that makes a big difference then.
Absolutely,
if that's the case.
It's going to bring a lot of people back to the show to watch the addition of Cara DioGuardi.
Who is that?
Cara DioGuardi, that's who she is.
Right, but
apparently she's a songwriter.
How would we? Oh. Why?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. Who?
Cara DioGuardi.
I'm the guy that doesn't watch the show. They don't actually pick people, do they, the judges?
They send people through into the process.
But then listeners and viewers
America starts to call in and vote, yeah.
It's too bad Megan Fox can't be
a judge. What I'm
Thank
saying.
You, Lisa. Thank you. That's
Wouldn't
what
that
we're
be
saying.
Great?
Be so much better.
The producers say... Paula has been the only woman at the judges' table. Now with Cara by her side, Paula has some backup. There's going to be a lot more girl power on the show.
Oh, God.
You people enjoy that.
See if I can translate that for you. We are not sure if Paula can get her drunken ass to the studio every day.
Allegedly.
But it's not a battle of the sexes show. It shouldn't matter whether the judge's opinion of the musicality of the contestants. It shouldn't matter whether those judges are men or women.
Dude,
the comments should be based on the people.
Dude, what do you want from me?
That's a good point. What if there's a split decision? What if there's 2-2 in terms of the voting
for
someone to go on?
Got to bring Simon in a fifth. Got to bring in another judge.
Paul Abdul says, I'm sure Simon will get to make the final call. Well, yeah. That doesn't seem quite right somehow. She seems nervous about it, Paul Abdul does. She said in a recent interview, I'm concerned about the audience and acceptance. Time will tell. We'll see. About the addition of a fourth judge. Well, that's welcoming.
She's
I'm sure Kara feels good about that.
Yeah.
I'm concerned about the audience. I don't care about my career so much. I'm worried about the audience being happy with it.
The audience loves me, and I don't know if they'll like her.
Yeah.
It is possibly the most successful program in the history of television. I guess you have to take it seriously when you start screwing with it.
Well, they've had to monkey with it because they've had declining ratings for the first time ever in the show's history. So I think they feel obligated to try to tinker with it somehow.
Tinker a lot, people.
They should make it longer.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like they're doing with a fourth judge.
Yeah, because you're going to have to sit through four people's opinions.
Tinker with the hosts more than the judge.
The host is just so inconsequential.
The music is bad. They pick horrible music.
They need to do an entire season of bad auditions.
Yes.
And then cut right to the top 10.
There you go.
And just start voting off and make it about 4 weeks long instead
there you
of
go.
The 19 weeks it runs on television. Today's celebrity birthday is Macaulay Culkin. Little Home Alone kid is now 28 years old today. The No Doubt drummer, Adrian Young, turns 39. And Shirley Manson, singer for Garbage, of course, and current star of the Sarah Connor Chronicles. She is 42 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
You understand that one's the mom, the other one's the daughter, and then they act together in adult films. That's the guests that are coming in later on this morning on the Kevin Bean Show.
Okay.
Yeah, that's an odd relationship.
It is.
They're pretty open and honest, though.
Yes, they are.
I bet they're close. I bet they've got there's not much they can't share with one another, that's for sure.
Yep.
And the mom is into messy food videos.
Really?
Yeah. We got a lot of questions for them when they come up later on. First, though, you can't get away from the crazy celebrity baby names lately, especially since our very dear friend Gwen Stefani. And by the way, this is no reflection poorly on Miss Stefani or her husband Gavin Rossdale. They're both friends of the show. We're very happy for them and delighted that they have their second young child. But they named the kid Zuma Nestorak. And it just seems like that may be trying too hard. You know? Zuma Nestorak.
So is Nestorak a one word or two? It's two.
Two
right?
words. Yeah.
Zuma Nestorak Rossdale.
That's right.
That's a terrible name.
That's a terrible name.
Is it though?
Yes, it is.
It sounds to our ears, it sounds unusual because we haven't heard that name before, but will it be bad? I mean, is that the kind of name? Is Zuma the kind of name that, I mean, other little kids, Zuma doesn't mean anything to them. They're learning all the new names at the time when they're 4, 5, 6 years old. They start to know people's names. It's not really going to bother them.
Well, Willis said that she was teased throughout her school career.
They will be beaten up, Bean.
Yeah.
You don't have any memory before you were 15?
Right.
But I'm sure you were beaten up a lot, and this can't be fun for the kid. I mean, the kid, Zuma Nestorak, for God's sakes.
Well, E! Online broke it down in a recent article, and the conclusion that they came to is that Zuma was not named after the Arabic word for peace. It was named after a beach in Malibu, which we all know, where Gavin supposedly had an epiphany one morning when he realized that he wanted to be a musician.
Okay.
Zuma is the place where that happened, so it's a significant place to him, and that's why he chose to use that to name his son.
Couldn't they just buy a house in Zuma?
Yeah. There have to be other ways you can celebrate, right?
I think so.
Nesta, not a name I'm familiar with, turns out to be Bob Marley's middle name.
Okay.
And they are big reggae fans and big Bob Marley fans. Of course, you know, they named their first kid Kingston after Kingston, Jamaica, where Bob Marley was born. So there's a little bit of a tie in there.
Right.
Doesn't say anything in this article about where the Rock came from.
Kid Rock.
I think fans of Kid Rock. Maybe that's what it is. So Zuma Nestorak Rossdale is the name, and that's the explanation.
Here's what I'd like to do. I would like to have people call in who have effed up names, and I would like them to tell us what their existence as a kid was, because that's got to be just bad.
What happened to just putting two names together and seeing how they sound? Like, you know, Christy's one of your favorite names, and then picking a middle name that goes with that.
No.
Nobody does that anymore. Everything's got to be significant.
The weird thing is that it seems like people feel like if they name their kid something unique enough, that's going to make their kid unique.
Right.
But it isn't really the kid.
It's really just a lot of pressure.
Make him or herself impressive by themselves. They're not going to be unique by a name.
No.
You see the New Zealand story where the judge named the girl a ward of the court so she could change her name.
What did her parents
name
her?
This was the woman with the crazy Hawaii name, right?
Yep. She's a 9-year-old, and her parents named her Tallulah Does the Hula.
From Hawaii.
From Hawaii. That's right.
That's the full name.
Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii is her name.
Her parents were insane.
Yes. So she went to the court, and the court said, fantastic. Parents are crazy. Let's rename you.
Oh, my God.
Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii.
Okay. Now, there's a case where we're hearing from the kid about how miserable the name is. So in this case, at least, we know that Tallulah was not happy with the choice that her parents made. But I think you've come up with a good idea, which is let's talk to some of the people with the crazy names and find out what it's like for them. Find out if they like having the crazy name and find out how much grief they take from having the crazy name and where the parents came up with it, too.
Because it'll be 4 or 5 years before Zuma Nesta Rock gets beaten up. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So then Zuma Nesta Rock can call. But until then, we're going to have to take your phone calls if you were named something nutty at 1-800-520-1067. We will take a quick break and come
talking about Gwen Stefani and Gavin Rosdale's kid, who is named Zuma Nesta Rock Rosdale. We're wondering what that is going to be like for the youngsters. So Kevin had a great idea, which is we talk to you if you've got the effed up names and find out what it was like for you to go through life with one of them at 1-800-520-1067. Why don't we start with Sigfridio on line six? Why don't we start with that in Bellflower?
How do you say your name?
It's Sigfredo.
Sigfredo.
No, it's not.
Ziggy, but it's Sigfredo.
But that's not really your name, though.
Yes, it is.
How come?
Because, well, my dad, it's the funny part is that my dad is also named Sigfredo, but I'm not even the oldest. My older brother was supposed to be named after him, but they gave it to me.
Your dad's name is Sigfredo.
Yeah, he's senior and I'm junior, but I have an older brother that they named William.
Where does the name come from originally?
You know, I looked it up, and, well, as far as I know, in ancient Greek, it means hero, but other than that, heck if I know.
Yeah, wow. Do people treat you like an ancient hero, or do they mock?
They worship the ground I walk on.
Sure they do.
How was your childhood? How were your school years?
Well, you know what? My teachers could never pronounce my name. In boot camp, they make fun of my name. Instead of calling you by your last name, they would call me, hey, Zigzag, hey, Cigarette, hey, you, you know, hey, Ziggy, get your ass over here.
So you love it.
No. Cigarettes.
Yeah.
No, of course not. But all right, here's the question I have for you. When that time comes and you're holding your bouncing baby boy in your arms, are you going to be able to resist passing the name on to another generation?
Heck no. Actually, I already have a son, and I named him Isaiah because I can't get on the same curse.
All right. Good for you.
Good for you. Thank you.
Thank you for the call, Ziggy. We appreciate it. Let's try – wow, we got so many great ones. Let's go to line 8 and try – Antinogen.
How do you say your name?
It is Atenohenes.
Zanatonohenes?
Atenohenes.
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 What the hell is that?
It's actually Greek, but pronounced in Spanish.
What sense does that make?
Huh?
What sense does that make? How do you pronounce it in Greek?
It's more like Atenogenes, really.
Okay.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
But you go by Atenohenes.
No, I go by Ate.
Ate.
Ate. Yep. All right. As a kid, when you got to be, you know, got to school age, 5, 6 years old, and everybody else was, you know, Jim and Julio, what was it like for you?
Well, it was all right, but, you know, I did make fun of, you know, Ate, Pate, you know, Ate, you know, stuff like that.
Sure. It doesn't take much for kids to be cruel. I mean, it really, that's...
Yeah. But Bean has the litmus test, which is, would you name your kid Bob or Robert, or are you going to go with something weird like yours?
I don't know, because I'm the fourth, like the other guy, Siggy.
Let it go, dude. Let it go. We do not need a fifth.
Nope.
We do not need a fifth.
That's just mean.
Thanks for the call. All right, here's a made-up name. You guys will love this. Line 2, Huntington Beach. We're going to welcome for the first time ever to the Kevin and Bean Show a listener named Brevin.
Brevin.
Hey, Brevin, what's up?
Not bad.
What kind of name is Brevin? Where'd your parents get that?
They were arguing between Brian and Kevin, and I got stuck with this name.
What?
Oh, no.
They didn't just decide on one or the other? They put them together?
Yep.
Wow.
Are they still married, those two?
No.
Wow.
I'm not surprised. Compromise is not something.
And your childhood, Brevin, was good?
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The name's not so bad now, except for I have to introduce myself about 20 times, and it's really bad
sure.
at a crowded bar.
Yeah, I'm sure. And then you have to explain to them what it means or where it comes from or whatever most of the time, right?
Yeah, word first when I have to pronounce it out and then spell it out and then pronounce it out.
Yeah, because is this right? Do they have it right on the screen here? It's Brevin with a Y, right? Not even like Kevin with an I.
Oh, yeah. They not only did they screw me with the name, but they had to throw a Y in there.
Sure. Dude, that hurts. Are you sure your parents weren't black?
Thank you, Brevin.
The only other Brevin I've ever heard of is a 7-foot-tall black basketball player.
Oh, you heard of another one. Okay, fantastic.
How about that?
Well, can you play basketball?
No, I don't.
No, you're just effed.
All right. Thanks for the call. I know a guy in Seattle, a guy who works at the record store I go to. His name is Gevin, and I don't know if it was a similar battle at the time he was born, but they obviously couldn't decide on something. It's Gevin is what it is.
All right. Let's go to Redondo Beach and say good morning to Zita.
Zita? No.
Zita?
Zita.
Z-I-T-A?
Z-I-T-A. You just did what a lot of people used to do to make fun of me. Call me Zita.
Of course.
But I never knew. Yeah.
You know why? That's because your name is Zita. It's spelled Z-I-T-A.
But I would have thought Zita because to me when I see it, it looks most like pita. Like pita bread is what I would have. That's what I would have guessed Zita anyway.
Pita, Vita, Rita, macaroni, baked ziti.
Nice.
Zita.
Wow.
Yeah, whatever you could think of.
Your childhood was good?
It was good, except people kept making fun of my name. Other than that, it was good. Yeah.
What's the history of Zita? Where'd it come from?
Actually, it was my grandmother's name. It's like from Tuscany, where my dad's from. So it actually has a meaning.
It's a good old-fashioned Italian name. Are there a lot of Zitas back in Italy?
Actually, in this town where my dad grew up, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks.
Dear Kevin and Bean, the email begins. I heard you guys talking about effed up names. I thought I'd let you know how mine is. Even though I'm a dude, my mother decided to name me Danielle. D-A-N-Y-E-L-L.
No.
Danielle. Even though it's pronounced Daniel, that's not what every teacher in every class thought throughout my entire life. Danielle is the name from Downey. Thanks for writing in.
F*** hippies. I mean, period. F*** hippies. I've been saying that my whole life. You know what I mean? Saying it till I die. F*** hippies.
All right. Line six is Grable in Ontario. Grable, you are on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock. What's the story behind that name?
Well, what happened was my great-grandmother didn't know how to read or write English, and when she named my dad, she spelled Gable the way it came out to her in Spanish.
Okay, so then when your dad had you, he couldn't spell either?
He put the curse on me as well.
Wow, why wouldn't he correct it?
I have no idea. He actually goes by our middle name because he's tired of people jacking it up.
But then he gave it to you.
He go figure. He wanted me to get clowned on every day, I guess.
Grable, have you thought about following suit and going by your middle name?
No, as I got older, I guess you could say I enjoy it now because it's a conversation piece.
Right.
Not much of one.
But growing up, it sucked.
Yeah.
I was called Grayballs and Gavril.
Gray balls.
Gray balls. I don't know how many kids get called gray balls, but
that's sad. Thank you for the call. We were talking about New Zealand a little while ago. Here's a couple that keeps going back into court. They wanted to name their kid Four Real, the number four, and then Real, and that was rejected. So now they're back in court. And thank God in America, or maybe you disagree, but in America you don't have to get the government's permission to name your kid whatever you want. But in New Zealand you do. So now they're going back and they want the kid to be named Superman.
Yeah!
Oh, no.
Right on. Superman is what they're going to name the kid.
They should just take that child away.
You think you're so super, don't you? He's just going to get pummeled.
Wow. All right, we're not going to have time for all these, but I love line three. I won't attempt to pronounce it, but can we talk to line three from L.A.?
Hey, how do you say your name?
Are you talking to me?
Yes.
Sorry, it's Machana.
Machana?
Vachana.
Oh, no.
You mean like vagina?
No, more like people always think it's vagina.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the deal with Vachana?
It's actually a common Cambodian name. People just can't say it right.
Oh, it's normal in Cambodia, but not here.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
And you told Miss Cleo when she answered the phone that your name is Vachana and your sister's name is Vachada.
Vachada, yeah.
That's trouble at home right there, my dear. That's trouble.
Why do your parents hate you?
They love me.
You heard me. Why did they hate you?
They love me. My name is so awesome. People just can't say it right. And then the Austin Powers movie came out, and that just totally killed it.
Of course.
If they can't say your name right, it's not an awesome name.
Yeah, that's what I think. I mean, you could have pride in your family, but if people give you a hard time about your name, that can't be fun.
Mm-mm.
That's cool. who has that often over here? Come on.
No one?
I hope. I hope you stop this tradition in its tracks.
Are you kidding? She loves it.
Thanks for the call, vagina. Let's do one more because we have to talk to Little Wednesday. Because can you imagine?
Oh, dear God. Wednesday?
Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
I actually like the name Wednesday. I don't know that I'd honk up the spelling like your parents did, but what's the story? What did they do to you?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
He said he likes the name Wednesday, but why did they have to spell it wrong?
Well, my auntie kind of thought of the ice cream sundae. You know how it's S-U-N-D-A-E?
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
So they put that in there.
Okay.
But, I mean, isn't Wednesday already tough enough for a kid without now making it spelled differently from the way we all learned to spell Wednesday our whole life?
I mean, I guess. I don't get any, I don't know. I don't get made fun of for the way it's spelled. I get called February in, 2010 or something.
Yeah. Hey, February 2010, what are you doing? I don't even understand that.
Now, how about when the Addams Family's movies were out? Were you old enough that you got made fun of because of the character Wednesday in those movies?
The Wednesday family, and I'm
no, don't. Well, how did she get it?
Huh?
How did you get the name? How'd your mom get the name? How did you get named that? Okay, she's gone.
And gone.
I think she was born on a Wednesday. I think, so what happens is the parents
people
panic.
Get stuck.
Yeah. I don't know. She was born on Wednesday. But let's not spell it that way. Let's spell it with an A-E.
Oh, God.
Let's take one more. Let's go to Garden Grove. And this might be the longest, most effed up name I've ever seen. How do you say your name?
It's Mahino Pua Okalani Kiekie.
Shut
well, aloha
up.
To you, too.
Wow. You got to be from Hawaii, otherwise you're effed.
Exactly.
And that's your whole name? Say it again.
Mahino Opua Okalani Kiekie.
Do you
and that's
speak?
That's the first name.
Oh! No!
The rest is Courtney Noilani K.
Oh, my God. So do you just go by Mahina?
No, they had to make it complicated, and we had to go by my middle name, and so I go by Noilani.
Noilani.
Noilani, that's what your friends know you as, is Noilani.
Yeah, but everybody knows me with the girl with the long name.
Yeah.
Okay, Noilani, here's what I have to ask, because I had to fill out some forms at the doctor's this week, and they only have limited numbers of spaces that you can write your name in. What do you do on everything you fill out?
Let's just say the whole thing fits, except for the last Kiekie.
Well, then that doesn't fit, really. Is what I'm thinking.
It works right up until it doesn't.
It would take you like a half hour to fill out every...
I've just shortened it to M.
Oh, yeah. Very smart.
Yeah.
Do you speak Hawaiian?
Not really.
Good. So you had to learn how to pronounce your own name, basically. It was foreign to you from the very beginning.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wow.
What would you say to parents out there that are thinking of giving their kids effed up names?
Don't do it.
People, stop it. All right. Doesn't make
you
interesting.
Unless if you want to have a conversation starter.
Yeah, but that conversation gets old after twice, doesn't it?
Very.
Your whole life.
Good advice, Noilani. Thanks for calling into the Kevin DeBean Show.
Amuahaha opu'u ala kanani. Honey.
Michael Menendez. The hell kind of a name is Michael, by the way, from Lakewood, is our latest winner here on K-Rock. He is going to see Rise Against at the Palladium. Three big nights coming up this fall. Tickets go on sale Thursday morning at 10. And, of course, Michael is also eligible for the grand prize drawing we do Friday to find out if perhaps Rise Against is going to be playing at his garage. Your chance to win coming up on K-Rock.
323-520-AFRO is the phone number, 24 hours a day. I have no idea what this first call is about or why or when or why or how, but you decide.
Hello, Kevin. This is Grandpa. I got some bad news for you. It looks like the police picked up Grandma again for trying to poop on the salad bar at the Sizzler. They're getting easy to bail her out. You know how these things go. Goodbye.
No idea.
Were you expecting a return call from Jed the Fish?
It's not, actually. But
who's hungry?
All right. Let's continue.
Hi, does Tammy Heidi wear white pants? Yeah.
Yep.
Allegedly.
I know this sounds like the setup to a joke, but it's not.
Kevin and B, I just want to tell you one thing. I just had sex with a girl who didn't have legs, and it was the best sex I've ever had.
Dude, we haven't done sex with Stumpy in a while.
Oh, let's not do that.
Remember that phone-in topic? No, sex with Stumpy?
Come on.
I remember us all hating ourselves for it. But yeah, we got to do it again.
But tomorrow. Remember the stories about the spinners and stuff? I mean, stuff that the rest of us couldn't even imagine? It's not a bad idea to think about.
I am in very much agreement with this listener.
Hey, Kevin and Bean, I was listening to your morning show from Vegas on Monday. You guys suck. How you incompetent morons have jobs totally blows my mind.
No more than us.
Yeah. We're more baffled by it every day.
Sure.
It was not necessarily the show that we would hope that our next job would be listening to.
This guy was not there, no matter what he says.
Hey, Kevin. This is Matt. Hey, dude, I saw you at the party. You were hammered, man. Hammered. I saw you underneath that lady's dress. What were you doing under there?
So
all right. Now that you've had a chance to sober up, Kevin,
the guys
weren't yanking your chain.
It
they
didn't
really
happen.
They were there and they saw it.
You're high,
Alex.
Lisa,
saw it.
It didn't happen that I'm aware of. I mean,
well,
she said she put her dress over my head. It's something I think I would remember.
Maybe not.
What's wrong with you people?
I don't think you remember a lot of stuff that went on Sunday night at the party. I really don't.
You're talking about Sunday night?
Yeah.
Kidding.
I don't know what you bitches are doing right now, but I just cleaned up 3 piles of dog puke. Just wanted to make anybody else who thought they were having a shit day feel better about themselves.
Who's hungry?
Oh, wow. Yeah. How great is it that she thinks of the Kevin and Bean show while she's cleaning up dog vomit?
Dave, I think it's awesome that you're growing a rat tail.
By the way, Dave the King of Mexico growing a rat tail. It is so not a rat tail.
Well, not yet.
It's a duck tail. It
might be,
it will be
like 5 years from now, but it's supposed to be like a couple of strands that are like a ponytail, but not a full one.
Yeah.
And
I don't know what's he doing? What is the point of that? The rat tail.
It's just rads.
He's not 6. It's not 1985. And he's not in the band till Tuesday. So what the hell is he doing with a rat tail?
And by the way, it's a little curl. It's not even, it's like a pigtail. I mean, an actual pig's tail. It's stupid looking.
Is it, hey, look at me?
I think it's just, I'm so rad.
Yeah, I can do whatever.
Dave,
I'm so rad.
I think it's awesome that you're growing a rat tail. That is a style that needs to be brought back, and I think you are going to make it happen.
Nice.
Oh, use Dave's own words against him. Very nice.
I sent you a text to landline message. I was 6'2" on my day of birth. Rather live on Pluto than planet Earth. B to the E to the I to the N. I consider my bulldog my best friend. Hi, Lisa.
Mother-daughter porn team coming up on the show this morning. Ralph, I wanted to ask you before you get into the showbiz beat. You sit in the office back there with the King of Mexico. What's going on with the rat tail? What's your impression of what he's trying to do with that little hair he's growing?
I have no idea what would possess someone to shoot for that goal.
First of all, it's a bad
on the rat tail.
It's an achievable goal.
Because you have to decide it, and you have to make sure that whoever's cutting your hair doesn't cut that part. There's a lot of effort that goes into that horrible decision.
A lot of long time. I mean, it takes a lot of time because it's still just... maybe a quarter of an inch. Maybe.
He could dedicate himself to growing a piece of hair with full, wholehearted commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Can't train a day to run 6 miles.
Yeah, there is
that. For charity. Right.
For charity.
His goal, you know, he told me in Las Vegas, after he grows the rat tail out, is to then dye it some other color.
Yeah. Yes.
He wants to look like a lesbian indie rocker. That's what I was going for. He looks like a fat.
Wish granted already. What's he worried about?
I told Bean he looks like a fat scissor sister. The 10 people in our audience, I got that.
Let's get Lightning to go in this morning, take a picture of Dave's rat tail. Let's start posting the progress up at KROQ.com so people can see how it's coming along.
What? Did we take another picture a year from now?
The tail of the tail, we'll call
the
it.
The tail of the tail, exactly.
Dave, why are you doing that?
I'm just rad.
Okay,
we said, Dave, get in there and defend your rat tail.
No, I'm not going in. I don't feel good. My voice is gone.
He's like all surly and stuff lately.
I know.
He was nicer before the tail.
Yesterday he was surly. Today he's surly.
We shouldn't have given him a promotion. That was the problem.
Yeah.
You're right. Hey, what's up with...
maybe he's got a future, and now it's all gone to hell in a handbasket.
What's up with the great Oscar winner Sean Connery, the original movie James Bond? We'll find out how he celebrated his birthday coming up after the news at 8. First, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for Tuesday. What's going on?
Latest rumor to hit the internet regarding the next Batman film. It's bugging me.
Yeah.
The next film has tentatively been titled The Caped Crusader, according to sources close to the production. It's due to begin filming in Vancouver early next year. They're going to start working on it that soon. Where there have been rumors that Johnny Depp has been in conversations with producers to play the Riddler in the next installment of the Batman franchise. And for the role of Catwoman, according to one studio executive who understandably wants to remain anonymous, Cher is Christopher Nolan's first choice to play Catwoman.
I'm sorry, you said...
Cher!
Cher. The 60s Cher and 70s singer?
Yes, the one who was performing at Caesar's Palace this very weekend while we were there.
Yeah. Unfortunately, we didn't have time to catch that show.
Yeah, we missed Cher.
Yeah.
It's too bad.
But you said she was going to be Catwoman?
Cher!
No!
Christopher Nolan wants to portray her like a vamp in her twilight years, says the executive.
Didn't Rodney used to live with Cher, by the way? Yes. Didn't he live with Sonny and Cher for a while back in the day?
Showed up on their doorstep as an abandoned baby in a basket. And I think they took him in. He was like 15 at the time, but still.
What was he doing in a basket?
He fit in the basket.
Really? That's weird.
Even at 15, he had plenty of room, I'm saying, in the basket.
That's a big basket.
He is not,
look,
he's
big
not
a big
man.
Guy.
Is what
not
I'm
a big
saying.
Man, no.
He is not what you would call
lanky.
Large.
Okay. All right.
All right. Yeah. I am horrified by the choice, as we all are, but I want to give Mr. Nolan the benefit of the doubt because of what a great job he's done in the first two movies.
Wrong, sir.
Okay.
You are wrong.
Does Cher have any comment?
Yes. She said. More movie news.
Maybe they'll be at Coachella next year.
No Coachella.
I don't think so.
An LA-based Islamic rights group has asked Warner Brothers to change the name of its upcoming film regarding racial intolerance. The movie is currently titled Towelhead.
Oh, I see the trailer. DJ Omar Khan.
Trailer for that. It looks good.
Yes, it does look good. Towelhead is the name of the book that it is based from. It was a novel by a woman named Alicia Arian, who not only wrote the book, but wrote the screenplay for the film. It's about a 13-year-old Lebanese girl and her fight against racism. Hence the name Towelhead, because...
Oh, shit, here we go! It's on! Race war!
That's the slur.
Race war's on, everybody! It's going down! It's going down!
The little girl in the film. But despite the fact that it has a point...
Right.
The Islamic rights group is demanding that Warner Brothers change the name because it's a racial and religious slur, they claim. Yeah, exactly. That's the point.
Yeah,
that's what the movie's about, is that people call her a towel head because they don't like her because of her ethnicity.
That demonstrates the intolerance of the characters in the film, you see.
Daddy, why does Omar have a towel on his head?
Separate question.
The Greater Los Angeles Area Office of the Council on American Islamic Relations.
That is a lot of words.
Wants it to be called Nothing is Private.
What? That's their suggestion?
Or no one will go see this movie.
The film was released under that name at a Toronto Film Festival after another concern about it. But they changed it back to Towelhead, but they would like to go to Nothing is Private.
Okay.
Which, by the way, is the name of the upcoming feature starring our next two guests. Nothing is Private with the mom and daughter.
That's correct,
porno team.
Well, I hope they don't change the title. I hope they stick to their guns and keep it Towelhead.
I hope so, too. Do the right thing, Warner Brothers.
I'm not sure they understand, this group, that this is making fun of bad people.
It's not making fun of it. It's an expose of the intolerance of these bigots. And that's why they use that word, and that's what... The importance of it is into the film.
Right.
Has a significance. It's not just a random name. They weren't just throwing darts at a wall full of slurs and hoping to come up with a funny one like we do here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
That is how we do it.
Yes. Speaking of films, National Lampoon has announced their next big parody movie. It's going to send up movies like 300. It will be called The Legend of Awesomeness Maximus.
That's a good title.
Oh, Lisa, stop it. Just kill yourself.
That sounds timely.
Yeah, because Meet the Spartans, that ground really wasn't covered completely, I think, in Meet the Spartans.
Yeah.
The other 300 takeoff that was out last year. Now we're going to get the right one with The Legend of Awesomeness Maximus.
And isn't Disaster Movie still coming out? And we still have another one to sit through before this one comes out, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The upside is... Kristanna Loken will be starring in the film.
Oh, yes.
Who played the Terminator in Terminator 3.
Yes.
But on the downside, Ian Ziering and will also be appearing.
Oh.
Ian Ziering from 90210. And speaking of Batman movies, as we were just earlier, Michael Keaton has a new gig. Here's a guy who I love, Michael Keaton. I find him a brilliant actor in a lot of the stuff that he does, and he doesn't work much anymore.
He did
a Batman pictures.
He was Batman. He did a lot, but you already stopped 10 years ago.
Maybe he made so much money off the first two Batman movies that he never really had to work again. But we won't be seeing him in his next project either. You will be hearing him, however. He will be one of the stars of the upcoming Toy Story 3 movie.
Hmm.
He'll be playing Ken, as in Barbie and Ken.
Oh, okay.
So that could be funny.
Bogus!
Ken. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays, shall we? Okay, let's.
Yeah,
let's.
Why not?
And they are right here.
Okay.
Born today, August the 26th. Garbage singer Shirley Manson is 42 Ooh. Years old today.
She's awesome.
She is terrific. You can see her in the new Sarah Connor Chronicles over there on Fox. No Doubt drummer Adrian Young is 39. And actor Macaulay Culkin turns 28 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman, and I walk the showbiz.
Later this hour, by the way, we'll talk to our friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com to find out what's going on. And a recap of last night's Hills episode. You know, I think I'm starting to think that Spencer is a little bit of a douchebag.
Oh, how dare you.
I'm starting to get that impression from last night's episode.
He is misunderstood.
Well, you can decide. We've got the clips coming up in just a few minutes. First, though, let's say good morning to our old friend, actor Sean Connery on the phone. Hey, Sean.
Hello, bags.
Oh.
How the out of here?
Well, we're just calling to wish you a happy birthday. That's all. There's no reason to yell at us.
Well, that's charming of you, but you're a day late.
Oh.
Well, my birthday was yesterday.
We know, but
So why didn't you call me yesterday? Well, you wanted to wish me a happy birthday.
No, we want to call and ask how it went, what you did.
Well, that's not what you said at all.
Okay, I apologize that we didn't call yesterday, but we were in Las Vegas, so we were a little bit tied up. But now we're thinking of you. We want to know how you celebrated the big day.
You guys were in Vegas?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, that's funny, because I was an 18-year-old.
What the hell?
What's that got to do?
What's wrong with you?
I just wanted to brag.
Okay, well.
That's how you celebrated?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I lined up a room full of 18-year-old girls and just silly.
A room full?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. How old are you, Mr. Connery?
78 years young.
78.
And how is it you're able to be with a woman that's 60 years younger than you are?
I stuffed a bottle of Viagra up my I like to take it in the suppository form.
Does that
but
work?
But they don't make them in suppository form.
Yeah?
So I just jam them in my hole.
Does that help?
It doesn't hurt.
All right. Except for the girls, what else do you do with the big day?
What more do you need, you
Well,
why don't you some and leave the women to me?
Wow. Wow.
No, what I do is I like to have a few cocktails as well.
Okay.
Sure.
To celebrate.
Mm-hmm.
I usually take an 18-year-old girl's and with scotch.
Oh, okay. For God's sake.
Add some ice, and then I grab her by the ankles and shake vigorously. Then I get a, shut up, woman.
That's awful.
I hear you in the background with your yammering. Blah, 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 blah. Look at me.
You're so disgusting.
Look at me. I'm filled with estrogen and insanity.
Okay.
Then I take a crazy straw and I right in her.
All right.
Oh.
And I have myself what I like to call the Highland Fling.
Is that what it's called?
That's what I call it, yes. My own concoction.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And then I right afterwards.
Yeah.
I see. Yeah. Like now,
I find where the scotch kills any possible STDs.
Oh, that's good advice right there.
I pick up.
Sure. Where's Mrs. Connery during this party?
Usually I've got her knocked out on a cocktail of Benzedrine and some other narcotics, and she's deep, deep into a coma.
Okay, so she doesn't know anything about it.
Well, if she does, she hasn't said anything yet.
Wow.
Well, maybe she's still in the coma.
She's too busy drooling, really, to say anything about my escapades. Then I wake her up and I say, honey, it's all over. And she says, great, can I make you a steak? And I say, that's a woman.
There you go. Now you got yourself a good woman there.
And so I eat the steak, and then I hit her in the back of the head with the plate.
I don't think...
Just to keep her in her place.
What are you... You're a terrible person.
Well, that's true, but I do get a lot of...
All right. Happy birthday.
Kevin, how could you not have seen last night's Hills? I'm telling you that Lauren and Heidi were 4 feet away from each other in the same place at Stephanie's birthday party.
It was a tense situation, Chief.
Hey, Spencer. May not have been in the best physical shape last night.
I see. Oh. I gotcha.
You know what I mean.
Well, it was the episode we've all been waiting for, the second episode of the fourth season, and Spencer Pratt joins us from MTV's The Hills right now. Hey, Spence, what did you think of the show last
night? Thanks a lot, Captain. Well, Bobby, I'll tell you, it was a pretty good episode, in my opinion. You know, it's really like choosing between diamonds when you talk about episodes of The Hills. Some are better than others, but they're all beautiful.
I don't know if I'd agree with that. We had Kathy Griffin on the show last week, very funny comedian, and she said that the problem with The Hills is that nothing ever happens. They base a whole episode out of somebody going to buy a lamp.
Her small, you know, her female brain being all small, it amuses me. Yeah, it's funny she says that, but she's dumb and she's a woman. So, I mean, really, wow. You just got to shrug your shoulders at it.
Well, Spencer, I got some highlights from last night's show, if you don't mind. Of course, your sister Stephanie, who's been in town now for a few months, she was having a big birthday party, and the drama was the guest list, of course, because, well, you know, if you and Hired are going to be there, you want to make sure you don't run into Stephanie's friend, Lauren Conrad, right? I mean, that's the big...
Did you just get your haircut? Yeah.
What? Did I just get my haircut? No.
Yeah, it looks good, though, Chief. Did you go to Jose?
I really just go to
what
Supercut,
Spencer.
What
do you use
Spencer.
In your hair? Like, is that like dirt, or is that like some type of Paul Mitchell product?
Okay, we're not really here to talk about my hair as much as last night's Hills episode.
I'm sorry.
So you and your skank whore Heidi.
Whoa! Watch your mouth, bitch.
Yeah, no kidding.
Who claims to be a virgin? By the way,
for like 3 days, I'll come up there and riggity wreck you. Drop bows on your dome.
You guys are at a restaurant, and listen to the first 5 seconds of the conversation with you guys at an Italian restaurant. This is the beauty of being Spidey.
It's good to know you still know how to order for me.
I think I would forget what you like.
No.
Chicken tacos.
Did you hear what that was?
Chicken pot pie?
Chicken tacos. It's good that you still know how to order for me. Spencer, so pleased with himself. Did you think that I would forget what you like? Chicken tacos.
Silly woman. But it's funny, you know, because... I like to order her chicken tacos, even though I only permit her to eat about 2 bites, because, you know, really she's got to top out about 40 calories a day.
Permit? Whoa. 40 calories a day is like a glass of water.
Well, you know what I'm saying? She was looking a little bit chubby last night. I was watching the episode again, look back on it, and she's looking a little bit chubby.
Well, right out.
Kendall, you're looking good, though, brah.
That's Kevin.
You've been doing some push-ups?
A lot. In Vegas. Yeah. Five days
in front
straight.
Of the toilet, yeah.
Looking shredded. Let's go. You want to go tan after this?
No.
I got a lunch with T-Boone Pickens, but maybe after that, you...
You have a lunch with who?
T-Boone Pickens.
You guys are going to talk about some wind power, are you?
Okay, I don't know. He said, hey, meet me at the Ivy, Chief. I'm like, well, whatever.
Did he say Chief?
Yeah, he said Captain, maybe. I don't know. He said, but
he can tell you about his new energy plan. And
lunch. It's at the Ivy later on, so can we hear this up? Next clip, please. Thank you.
So right after you order, you get a text message on your phone, and of course it's from Stephanie talking about the party, and that's where the drama really heats up.
Who is it?
Stephanie, probably checking to see if we're rolling her birthday party. You think I'm going to hang out with Stephanie? She's best friends with the girl I despise more than anything on the earth. It's like...
I know. It's like, Stephanie, we've been nothing but nice to you. And now all of a sudden, like, you're hanging out with Lauren? That's so disrespectful. Like,
hey, you don't get me fired up. I'm not going to be able to eat. I'll get so mad.
Yeah, so you're really, like, ticked off. Like, you're in a rage right now, even thinking about being in the same place as Lauren.
You can't even eat.
Can't even eat. That's how bad it is for you.
That's crazy. Well, you know, I took some appetite suppressants before I got to the restaurant because I'm trying to watch my weight. But the funny thing is that, like, our own flesh and blood would do us like that. And I was very upset, so I tried to enunciate extra words and
sounded like
and make it everybody know that I was very upset.
Okay, but she really, I mean, she's not driving by your house and shooting at you and Heidi. She's really just friends with somebody that you're not friends with. I mean, why is that a big deal? Why does it matter to you who she's friends with?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Bobby. She essentially raped me. She raped my brain.
She raped your brain?
She raped my brain.
How did she rape your brain?
What she's done is she's like Pol Pot. Or Stalin.
She's or like Pol Pot
or
Stalin.
Cliff Huxtable. Or any of these other people who have done bad things to people in the world and bad.
But why can't siblings, why can't a brother and sister have different sets of friends? Why do you have to only like the same people?
I know. He doesn't get it. I know.
He doesn't get it at all. Okay.
You know, I mean, like, out on the streets in the Hollywood Hills, you know, people, they be treating you. They be haters. And you just got to deal with them the right way. Chin checking. You know what I'm saying, brah?
I don't at all, but I'm going to move on anyway. Okay, so needless to say, the party goes off with Stephanie. And, you know, Lauren and her crew show up with Lo and Audrina and everybody. And Brody was there, of course. And then, surprise to everyone, you and Heidi show up. And it's extremely awkward. And it seems like you guys are all there together, not even looking, not even talking to each other for about a minute. it. And then Lauren and the group get up and they leave. Okay. So you're furious, of course, about this. You're furious
damn right.
that you even had to see her, right? So you go to Stephanie's apartment the next day to confront her about the horrible, horrible thing that she did to you at her own birthday party where, God forbid, she invited her friends to come be at the party, right?
Right.
You don't want to have anything to do with that. And here's how you beat down your little sister.
You know, all we were was nice to you, and all of a sudden, you jump ship to the bad guys.
I didn't jump ships. I feel like I was friends with everyone.
There's no, when there's two ships, that's jumping ships. And in your head, you're peacemaker, and I want to be nice to everyone. And you got caught up. And I get that. It's like, woo, it's fun. I'm friends with everybody. Why can't we all just get along? It's like trying to tell Iran and Israel to get along.
Tell me about that.
That's true. He's right about that.
Originally, when Iran was invented by Norway, originally.
Right.
Uh-huh. Okay. In 500 BC.
Okay.
Okay. There was a problem.
And what was it?
Israelites. Mm-hmm. And they didn't understand it. And love is a battlefield. And
are you Iran or Israel? I'm very confused about who you
are
and
who
she is.
There's two ships.
So they're on a ship.
And she doesn't understand that her birthday is really just an extension of the celebration of my life. Because she's my sister.
I see. Okay. Well, we're going to get into that, about how you feel about that family bond being blood being thicker than water. Here's more.
Word is
again.
Bond.
You confronting Stephanie in her apartment last night because she dared invite people she wanted at her birthday party.
Iran and Israel to get along. It's not going to happen. It's not about why or what she
and
did.
I think you're more rash and I'm more rational. Like, you'll jump to, like, whatever conclusion, but you won't listen. And, like, I was trying to, like, still be friends with you guys. And then
I don't want to be friends with you. Do you get that? If you're choosing to be with this person who you've known for 3 months, how long have you known me? 22 years?
Yeah, but we haven't gotten along for 22 years.
I didn't say that. You've known Elsie for 3 months.
Why should I stop being friends with her if we've been getting along?
We're brother and sister. At the end of the day, I can't change. I can't make you un my sister.
Okay, I need to challenge you.
No, that's true.
Making her un your sister.
He
Spencer.
Can't. How does he make her un his sister? How does he do it? How do you do it? I'm on your side with that one, Spence.
Legally, I could have killed her at that point.
Well, no. Yeah, legally.
No, that's not true at all, Spencer.
Did you hear how many words she said? She topped I allowed her 16 words when I had Spence Dogs in the room talking. That must have been 40 right there. And no judge, especially in L.A. County, where things are correct, would have put me away if I would have just busted a cap right in her
Here's the end of the conversation where you basically are throwing down to her that she needs to choose between you and Lauren.
Trust me, if I could in the past, I would have.
That's like the most like hurtful thing.
I don't want to see you. I don't want to hang out with you. Like, as long as you're rolling around with that posse, you have nothing to do with my life. Like, and that's straight up.
There you go. There it
straight
is.
Up,
and now she's got to choose. That's where the episode ends. Who knows what she's going to do?
Wow.
It's intense. Because you're such a good brother.
Listen,
I can't imagine.
I've been putting up with this the entire time I've been here.
What?
Kendall, Bobby,
Kevin,
Chief,
Kevin,
you guys
Bean.
Do me so well. You bring me in. We're friends. But this whore will not shut up.
Lisa's allowed to talk.
Can you choke her out with Vicky or something?
This is our show. She can talk.
Drink some Dexedrine or something. Do what women do.
Nice. What is wrong with you?
Nice. You're such a good brother. I can't imagine.
Don't you have to go to the bathroom and deal with female problems or something? Blah, blah. Every time I come in here, we're trying to talk business. You know what I'm saying?
Is it true what Ralph said, that you get $65,000 per episode?
That's what they put in the press. $1.7 billion every 2 minutes of every episode.
Really?
Wow.
Yes.
That seems like a lot.
That doesn't seem likely.
Well,
all right, Spencer.
Like,
I guess
when Princess Di and her husband King Tut were entering,
we gotta go
buildings.
Right.
People eat with the fork on the left.
Thank you, Spencer.
Right. Well, we had a good run with Harvey Levin. We were friends with him for quite some time.
Yeah, and I used to like that dude. Yeah.
What?
Had him on the show a lot. Very reliable, good guy.
He is a good guy. What?
Nice man.
What
used
happened?
To be. Used to be. I enjoyed very much back in the day.
That's too bad.
Where's this going?
Charlize.
Harvey, what are you doing to Charlize?
Guys. What'd you do to Charlize?
Guys.
Charlize is always right, and everyone else is always wrong. And you know
she's
that.
She's perfect, and you. What's wrong with you, Levin?
What's wrong with me, Levin?
Yeah, what's wrong with you, Levin?
I would not be the person who goes to work throwing up drunk, so...
Hey, how dare you?
Oh,
look,
yeah.
You can make fun of Kevin all you want. None of us have any problem with that. But when you start touching a beautiful blonde hair on beautiful Charlize Theron's head, now you've got us to answer to. What's the deal? Why are you trying to bring her down?
Well, we're not, but she touched her own hair. So we're in Denver yesterday, and there's this thing there
called the Democratic National Convention, right?
Not familiar.
And she's an outspoken Barack Obama supporter, right?
Right.
So okay. we have a camera guy who is the nicest guy in the world. He is so nice.
Right.
And he sees her at the airport. So you kind of think when you go to the Democratic National Convention, the point is to get on television and send your message, right? So we are asking her, hey, you know, that's great you're in Denver. You're supporting Barack Obama. Well, she starts calling this guy stupid, get out of my face. And he's just saying, I just wanted to ask you about, and she just launches.
Right.
Now, she could be there, theoretically, for her boyfriend's film festival, but guys, it's the Democratic National Convention. There are 1,000 cameras there,
right.
And she's treating this like it's this little private thing, and she's a big Obama supporter.
But then when you weigh that against the fact that she's perfect, then you have to go, wow, we must be mistaken in some way.
Oh, you know what? You know, you guys are right. I'll take the post.
Okay, good.
Thank you, Harvey. Look, if Charlize gets off a plane and says, I'm here to try to vote for Hitler, then your cameraman should say, you know what, Charlize? You're right. We should all be voting for Hitler. I'm just saying.
That might be a little extreme, but we're just saying.
And not a bad segue into Tom Cruise's lawsuit, where there's a lawsuit over his, you know, this Nazi movie he's doing.
What? Yes. What's up with that movie, and why won't it come out? He's wearing an eye patch. Come on.
That's all we care about.
That's going to be the best.
Somebody fell off one of these tanks, or some people fell off it, and they're actually suing. It was just, I didn't really want to talk about it, but it was such a good segue to your Hitler thing.
Yeah, sure. And that's not a seg to much, so you got to take it when you got it. What else is going on, Harvey? You got Quentin Rampage Jackson?
Well, Quentin Rampage Jackson is in so much trouble. They filed 6 charges against this guy, you know, for that crazy chase the other day.
Oh, yeah. Where he had the truck with a big giant picture of himself on the side of it.
Which is not what you want, right, when you're escaping from the cops.
I don't think so.
So, anyway, they filed 6 charges against him. What was interesting about it was they didn't charge him with DUI.
I thought that was the whole reason for the whole thing.
That's what I thought, but they didn't charge him with DUI. They charged him with, like, you know, evading police and hit and run and all that stuff. But I was shocked.
How bad can it get for him if it all goes poorly?
3 years.
3 years in prison?
Harvey, do you remember at the time that happened, did they run blood alcohol on him? Did they determine that he was, in fact, drunk?
And, you know, I was trying to think about it. I thought, and this is just my memory in this, I thought there was something about medications, or there was something that I know came out, but, you know, whatever it was, you know, I mean, they seemed to investigate this thing thoroughly. They just didn't think that the evidence supported it, which was weird.
How about that?
Well, I mean, the thing is, you almost would rather be under the influence and not say this is your normal state.
Well, I guess so, yeah. I mean, that's not what you want. And then you got to come up with another explanation.
Right.
Yeah.
We are talking to our former friend Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, a site we'll be removing from the bookmarks on our internet browser after this interview. I did want to ask.
I don't want to butt in and stop the progress here, Bean, but he took it back. He said he was going to take it down.
If he's taking the post down, then we're fine.
Totally
yeah.
Lying.
All right. Good.
I was totally lying. It's the lead on the TV show.
Son of a bitch.
Anyway.
Harvey, I want to back up to Denver again for a moment. A lot of people just waking up this morning may not have heard a story that you did cover, even though it's outside the world of entertainment. That involved people being arrested yesterday that it seems like may have been in Denver with the intention of assassinating Barack Obama. Have you heard anything more about that this morning?
Well, there's supposedly going to be a news conference today. They're going to talk about this arrest. Now, this is a Denver TV station that basically said on Sunday there were 3 members of what could be members of a white supremacy group. And it started as a routine traffic stop outside of Denver.
Mm-hmm.
And they found, and this is according to the station, 2 rifles, high-powered scopes, ammo, and meth, and that guy supposedly led the cops over to this hotel where somebody else was there, jumped out of a window, I think on the 6th floor, injured himself trying to escape, and we talked to somebody at the hotel who told us he actually fired a shot to blow out the window when he did it, and then they arrested a 3rd person, but it is just a bizarre story. They're not saying for sure, but they're saying it could be part of an assassination plot, and that's...
They didn't find anything in the hotel room, his schedule or anything like that. I mean, there's not that much of a tie-in.
They're not like unveiling everything they got.
Right.
But it seemed yesterday, at least, serious enough that they were going to hold a news conference on it today.
This Denver TV station you're talking about, which is the CBS station there, one of the reporters, I guess, talked to one of the guys and asked him, so your friends are saying threatening things about Obama. The guy replied, yes. It sounds like they didn't want him to be president. The guy replied, yes. And then one of the suspects said that they told authorities that they were going to shoot Obama from a high vantage point using a rifle sighted at 750 yards. I mean, if somebody said that out loud, it kind of sounds like maybe you wouldn't say something like that unless it were true, because that's a whole world of hurt right there.
Well, it would seem. And I think there's going to be more of a news. It's kind of scary. I mean, when you think
about
it,
is.
You know, this is the very beginning of the campaign. It is. It's frightening. And I mean, obviously, this is the kind of thing everybody's kind of been thinking about, nobody's been talking about, but, you know, it's kind of in our faces right now.
It's a very real fear that a lot of people, you're absolutely right, Harvey, don't want to talk about. I mean, and on the converse side, by the way, if you're voting for Senator McCain, you've got to be worried that he won't live to see the inauguration. I mean, at his age, right? I mean, but we could lose both of these guys in the next 6 months.
Yeah, wouldn't God. That be, you know, I just think, what if, like, all these things happen and Cheney ends up the last man standing?
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
Are we going to talk about Kim Kardashian or what?
Yes, we are.
Yes, we can close with Kim. She got hurt. How's she doing?
Well, here's the deal. We proudly say we put this up on our website before she arrived at the hospital, and we actually got pictures of inside the hotel room, which are on the site. But she says she cut her foot on a coffee table, and it was a huge emergency. There was somebody who described it to us as looking like a murder scene. Well, when you
that's a lot of blood.
It wasn't that much blood when you look at it. I mean, it was not a murder scene. But the best part, the best part about the story is that Kim Kardashian called 911 and said, "I cut my toe. It's an emergency. I'm on Dancing with the Stars."
Oh, that's the best thing I've ever heard.
So the 911 operator had to say, "I'm sorry, what? Really? I'm on Dancing with the Stars."
That's the greatest.
Wow.
And by the way, here's how thorough Harvey is. There's a close-up picture of the cut on Kim Kardashian's toe at TMZ.com.
Nice.
Does she take photos?
A close-up of the toe, and we have blood in the hotel and the coffee table that did the damage.
Is she a photographer for you guys, or how does this happen?
No,
how does this work?
She did not take pictures.
All right. Just checking.
Exclusive photos on TMZ.com. All right. Well, look for all of that and more on the TV show tonight. 6:30, weeknights, Channel 11. Harvey Levin, TMZ.com. Thanks for coming on, man.
And I'm sorry for betraying you.
No worries. Thank you, man. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:57. And coming up after the top of the hour,
yeah,
we're going to do something that our producer Alex is calling the ew.
It's because she didn't get it.
And it's the
I think she does, actually.
No, she does not.
Mother-daughter porn team.
Yeah.
I don't have that mother-daughter fantasy thing that you talk about there, Ralph. I don't.
Well, then go away.
The mom, by the way, you'll
one of the
appreciate
few
this,
I never
Ralph.
Checked off the big list.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
Hmm. The mom, and we'll be talking to mom and daughter coming up in the next half hour. She works solo, BG, BBG, mm-hmm. GG, right. BGG,
got
GG
it.
Anal, and got group ordinals, group orgies and interracial.
Yes.
GG Anal's a good band.
I don't know what a lot of that is, but okay.
BB is boy, girl.
Oh,
girl,
I
girl.
See.
That's where the B and the G stands.
All of that.
For.
Got it. So anyway, so we'll find out what that's.
Yes. Just write down yes.
Yes to all.
Scenes you'll film? Yes.
Well, we should have talked to them.
There's nothing in there that they,
just all of
they
them.
Can't film.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We should have had them on before we went to Vegas. They could have come to the party. All right. It's 8:57 on the Kevin and Bean Show. Ralph's got the showbiz beat and a little something special for people listening this morning, I understand.
I do. I have got some Jack Johnson tickets. How about me?
Fantastic.
Damn.
It is a Jack Johnson 4-pack. So you get to bring three of your friends. Ordinarily, we just have you bring one. But now you and your buddy can find two girls finally and double date. Maybe this will be your chance to actually get a date. Because girls love the Jack Johnson.
They do. That's
they
true.
Would even go out with you
yeah.
in order to go see Jack Johnson.
That's great.
It's four tickets to see Jack this Sunday, August the 31st, at the UCLA Intramural Fields. I believe they're also going to be playing some field hockey. During the concert, so that'll be fun.
I don't think that's going to
happen. Jack loves field hockey.
You should definitely carpool.
You know, oh, dear God.
No, you know what's weird about that is that we were going to give away a pair of tickets, and Jack said, honestly, let's give away four so that they can all take one car.
That is actually
that's what he said.
He wants people to carpool. The show is green.
But Lisa just brings that up so she can bring up carpooling, yes. So the TV
well,
show,
you can
right?
Go
look,
zooming carpool, down the lane.
Exactly. You go zooming okay. Right down the road.
Zooming.
So I just wanted to point that out.
Okay, thank you.
Let's give the tickets away to the first girl who has done a BBGGG anal scene.
I don't think we want to open it up a little more than
right,
that.
A GBBBBB anal scene. If you've done a BBBBBGBBGBG scene.
BG Baxter.
Ben. I don't know what that is.
All right, how about caller number 26? Right. Since it's the 26th of October.
There you go.
August.
August.
How do you say that month again?
August.
Yes. Okay. Number 26, 1-800-520-1067 is the number. Caller number 26 wins a four-pack of carpooling green tickets to go see Jack Johnson at the Intramural Fields.
Fantastic.
All right. It's not even fall yet. We haven't even seen the new TV shows. And already, ABC is announcing their five new mid-season replacement shows
that are going to replace.
How much faith do they have in their fall lineup when they've already scheduled five new mid-season replacement TV series?
I guess they kind of have to, right? I mean, don't more than that fail just on a regular basis?
Yeah, that's probably true. So I guess they do have to back themselves up. But the Hollywood Reporter says they've announced the fact that Amber Tamblyn is returning to television.
Ooh, I like
which
her.
I'm very happy about because she was
with her
great.
Traveling pants.
She's going to bring her pants.
Excellent.
They're going to travel with her. And she, of course, was talking to God back when she was Joan of Arcadia.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
She was great on that show. It is a dramedy which takes place in New York City. So that'll be fun to watch. Also, a new series called Castle, excuse me, is about a horror novelist who helps the NYPD solve crimes.
In a castle?
No, his name is Castle,
oh.
I believe.
All right.
I believe it's like Stephen King.
Mm-hmm.
A Stephen King type novelist helps the cops solve crimes because he's got the inner workings of
the dork side
you can figure
he's
out.
Dork sided
yeah.
And a couple sitcoms as well, including one of them starring Alyssa Milano.
Oh,
all right.
Who was not only smoking hot, but was very funny on her arc on My Name Is Earl. I thought she was great.
She
on
was
show, so
you're right.
Some new stuff to look forward to on ABC. This bothers me.
What
now?
This rumor that Cher is going to play Catwoman in the next Batman film.
Yeah.
I can't get past it. There's so many choices.
Wasn't that the one Angelina Jolie was being talked about?
How much better would she be?
All yeah. Better.
Maybe Cher's going to play Catwoman's mom.
Better.
Oh. Or grandmother.
She could be...
Cat grandma?
I can't say that. I had a cat joke in there that I probably can't say.
You can't.
Because now we got that broad on the button in the other room. No one will ever hear it.
That's correct.
It won't matter.
Well, say it then. What difference does it make?
Rumor has it that Christopher Nolan has Cher in mind to play Catwoman because he wants to go against type, as the role has been portrayed as a vampy vixen for its entire incarnation.
Sounds bad to me, but Bean is right. I think he's earned a little trust.
A studio executive says that he wants to portray her as a vamp in her twilight years as opposed to the hot, sexy, nubile Catwoman that you've seen in every other incarnation of the Catwoman.
Well, they have a lot better chance of making her look old than they do making her look young.
Oh, would you stop?
He thought Heath Ledger wore a lot of makeup in his movie. Wait till you see what they got to do to Cher.
I think in honor of this particular film, Cher would go the extra distance and actually get some plastic surgery done for this,
really?
This role. I think
she'd be willing to do that.
I think she'd be willing to finally go under the knife.
That's how
dedicated she is to her craft.
She's been holding out for a long time.
I know. She's been saying no, no, no.
We were at Caesars yesterday where Cher has her theater, where she does her show there.
The Coliseum.
And I saw the giant posters that they have everywhere, and I thought, she hasn't looked like she does in that picture right there in 25 years.
If I could turn back time.
That's bullshit.
I'd still look 50.
That's bullshit.
Yeah. Bad news coming out of Stone Temple Pilots world.
Uh-oh.
Looks like they may be up to their old tricks again.
Uh-oh.
6,500 fans were disappointed to learn that the band had flaked out of a scheduled show in Tampa Bay, Florida last Friday.
Uh-oh.
Organizers didn't let the crowd know that the show was canceled until 10 p.m.
Oh,
what?
No.
Imagine you're rolling around 7:30 for an STP show, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and you're waiting, and they finally come out on stage around 10 and say, yeah, it's not going to happen tonight.
They must have thought it was going to the whole time.
Well, I
and
think
then
they were waiting for them to
someone
show.
Someone didn't show.
Were they playing Where's Scott? Is that what the game was?
That
was
on? Yeah. The official reason for the cancellation was inclement weather, despite the fact that storms that had been in the area were not in the immediate vicinity at all of the venue.
Yeah.
But the news does come on the heels that Scott Weiland appeared on stage in Phoenix last month, and no one could understand what he was saying or singing.
Uh-oh. So, looks like there may be trouble.
That's just not good.
How inclement could the weather have been if 6,500 fans were able to get to the theater?
Yeah.
I think Ralph's point was that wasn't the real...
Yeah. They may have made that. That only ever happened to me one time where I was at a concert, went through the whole opening act, and then was sitting around for an hour waiting for the headliner, and then they came out on stage and announced, I'm sorry, it's not going to happen. The show's not going to happen. And people were just so pissed.
You pick up a chair and throw it and set the place on fire and burn it down?
I didn't, but it was a Barry Manilow show, so all the chairs had wheels on them, so no one really could get up and throw them.
I won't tell you who it really was because you'll just mock me. But
please don't.
It was a popular rock band, and people were very disappointed.
It wasn't.
Tell us.
It was Earth, Wind, and Pablo Cruz.
No, it wasn't. It doesn't matter.
The point is, who was it?
It doesn't matter. Now you're trying to turn it into a big deal.
I'm trying to make you say who it was.
Say it.
You turned it into a big deal. Now you got to say it.
Say it.
Fleetwood Mac.
It's not even embarrassing. Why would you?
It was a long time ago.
Because it's embarrassing.
It wasn't at the time. There was a time when they were the biggest rock band in the world for a number of years. And
I will
shortly
say
after
this,
that.
Though, and that is that that's the most heterosexual band Bean has ever seen.
That is the most close to human choice he's ever made.
Out of the options, that's a good one.
Didn't you get burned by Prince, Kevin?
I did, yeah.
Yeah. Twice. Yeah.
But they didn't let us into the... Once? It was at the Forum, and everybody... The doors were still locked at like 7:30.
The doors were playing too?
Not that.
Now, no wonder they didn't show. That guy's been dead for years.
That isn't what I'm trying to say.
Oh. Take a look at the celebrity birthdays today, shall we? Macaulay Culkin was 28 years old today. He, of course, from Home Alone fame, and he's been in a lot of stuff since then, but no one really cares. No Doubt drummer Adrian Young is 39 years old. When are those guys going to get together and make a little music? That No Doubt crowd.
She's done
Birth and Zuma. Can't she
check it with Zuma,
back
yeah.
into the studio now?
Probably when they're done with that stuff.
With the baby.
Yeah.
And garbage singer Shirley Manson celebrates her 42nd birthday today. Boy, is she hot.
By the way, I destroy on I Think I'm Paranoid and Rock Band and the drums. Just beat the hell out of that one.
Well, we'll have to let her know that.
I'm rocking
when she comes in to talk about the Sarah Connor Chronicles, where she's currently one of the
stars. I'd rather not.
No, we'll bring that up.
All right, let's
save that tape, Mike.
I didn't do quite. All right, I didn't do it. I was exaggerating.
Maybe Butch will come with her, and you can show him how it's done. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
You know, I was thinking the other day, I'm watching TV. It seems like there are more and more commercials for medicine on all the time. I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but I think part of it is that a lot of older people watch TV and the population is getting older. So now it seems like almost every commercial break, there's some sort of a Flomax for guys who can't pee. And then there's a Viagra for guys who can't have sex. I mean, there's so many of them now. And now they're running all those herpes commercials all the time. I don't know if you guys have seen that. And you feel really uncomfortable watching the herpes commercials because the chick in him is so hot, but then you also know she's got herpes. So I mean, what do you do? What are you supposed to do with your brain and your legs in that situation?
And not only that, every hour on the hour here on K-Rock.
Did you know that the virus that causes genital warts can spread even with a condom?
Oh no.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep.
What are they advertising?
Well, so what do they want you to do?
They're advertising genital warts. They're selling them at a store.
I don't think that's right.
Have you noticed small individual growths or a cluster of growths on your genital area?
Wow! Wow!
Let everyone look right now.
Okay,
look. Let's see.
No? Nothing here.
I'm clean.
Okay. Bean?
I got nothing. I mean, I literally have nothing.
No, well, that's true.
I'm smooth like a Ken doll. Diagnosed with genital warts, are you experiencing another outbreak? We're looking for individuals from the Los Angeles area who are currently experiencing an outbreak of genital warts.
Okay, so...
Oh, they're looking for people with genital warts.
Yes, it's an audition process for some type of reality show.
But what if you call and then by the time you go in, your warts are gone?
That's a great question.
Did somebody order Mexican?
Oh, how dare you?
What does that have to do with it?
What is wrong with you?
To participate...
Is there something I don't know about the Mexicans and the warts? I never heard of
that
before.
It's been popular lately in the community.
To participate in a clinical research study to treat them.
Now, here's my thing. How about some more details? Because they just...
What are they going to do exactly?
You just call up and go, yeah. And it's probably one of those places that answers the phone for four or five different companies.
Right.
Yeah, I just heard you ask if I had genital warts. I'm sorry, sir. Can't hear you.
Genital warts. I have genital warts.
You'll receive an initial consultation, study medication, and follow-up care at no cost,
and you'll be compensated for your time.
Hey, they're going to pay me. I'll get them for that.
How much?
Health insurance is not needed. Oh. So if you believe you may have genital warts or have been diagnosed with genital warts and are experiencing an outbreak, please call Dermatology Research Associates at 1-888-893-1084 or log on to gwclinicalstudy.com. Your call will be confidential.
Yeah, it's me. Yeah, who? I'm sorry, can I help you? Yeah, warts. It's me.
It's warts boy.
Mike said something earlier that I would like to source him on about the how common the occurrence of genital warts are. Because I don't know numbers on these stats, but I can't believe you're right, Mike.
Well, Mike said 100% of people in America have genital warts.
No, but way more people have it and don't even know it than you would think.
Yeah, that's
and
a why lot it spreads
of people,
so easily.
A lot more people have genital warts than you really think.
But what percentage were you telling us? Weren't you telling us it was over half?
I didn't name a number, but I bet you it's right up around there. I can guarantee.
For my own self, I can only speak for myself. I was pointing out how uncomfortable it was to listen to that conversation. And now your conversation is worse than that conversation.
The problem is you can have it for months, 6 months sometimes, without even being able to diagnose it because there's no visible signs of having
genital warts. I am so uncomfortable right now.
So
apparently condoms don't help.
That's right. All right, here comes Ralph with a disgusted look on his face, but like we got it wrong again.
No, Ralph probably knows.
Misinformation going out.
Well, we're
airwaves.
Asking. That's why we're asking.
Mike's
we don't know
you wrong things.
Really? What?
Mike always tells us wrong things.
First of all, it's 1 in 4 Americans. Have
1 in 4.
The HPV virus, which is in essence the genital warts virus, the virus that causes genital warts.
Okay.
And
so one of us in this room has it.
Lisa.
It's over at Doc's. Come on.
He's skewing the study. He's skewing the study here.
He's got everything.
And Mike misspoke when he said sometimes it takes 6 months for it to for the symptoms to appear.
Right.
Sometimes you never have the outward symptoms of the virus that causes genital warts. Some people can be carriers without ever having a wart appear on their genitals and yet still give it to their partners.
So you can have genital warts. I guess you don't have genital warts unless the bumps appear. Then you just have HPV, right?
Right. The virus that causes genital warts is currently, as I mentioned, 25% of the population currently has it. And you can spread the disease without actually having the warts appear on your genitals.
That's BS. Who can we talk to?
But once the warts
about what about stopping
that's
it?
Yes,
once the warts
right.
appear, the problem is the reason that you can catch them even though you use a condom is often the virus in the skin that contains the virus is exposed at the base of the penis, that's how the transfer can happen. And once you do get the warts, you have to have them either burned off, frozen off.
Oh, okay,
wow.
But I guess they have a new treatment here that they can use without that process to get them off. But once you catch them, you have the virus forever. It's a virus like the herpes virus. It becomes spliced into your DNA basically, and they don't have a cure for it. Although they do have a an inoculation now for young women to try to prevent them from catching the HPV.
Oh, I've heard about that. That's very, very controversial. Some people don't want the girls to get it.
Because
done, right?
The HPV virus, they've said, is linked to cervical cancer, so they're trying to avoid women from catching
it. Who's hungry?
Yeah.
Okay. Kevin is so right, by the way, that even if you're driving down the road and you've got the genital warts and you'd like to participate in the survey, that's a tough phone call to make, isn't it?
Not if they handle somebody respectfully on the other end of the phone.
Somebody from the QVC is going to answer the phone. They got like 17 companies.
You don't want Kevin to be the operator on duty when you call in, that's for sure.
Would you like to order a lamp or do you have warts?
Warts. I'm calling about the general warp study. Oh, you got warts?
Oh, my God.
That must
suck. I got a guy on the phone who's got the warts, everybody. Come here.
I'm never drinking again. That'd be Kevin on the other end of the phone.
Oh, dear God.
It's good times.
It is good times.
We're sorry. You must first dial 0 or 1.
What it do, nephew?
What it do, nephew?
1-800-520-1067. Get on the air. Win a pair of tickets to the NASCAR Pepsi 500, including the Miller Lite Rock and Racing Performance by Chris Cornell, ladies and gentlemen. That's coming up this Sunday. That's what you get. Yeah, Chris Cornell is he's a tremendous singer. You'll have a great time and a great race, too. You can give us a call right now for Kevin Means What It Do, nephew.
Boy, we got a lot of good calls.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
Let's go to Samantha first.
All right.
Since we were just talking about that.
Samantha in Los Angeles. Good morning.
Hey, guys. What's up?
Hey, what's up, Samantha? What's up with you?
Well, I have been awarded.
Excellent.
Come on over.
We got great news for you.
We know some people.
It's not the worst thing in the world.
So it's good?
No, it's not the best thing in the world.
Not good.
You wouldn't put it in the good category.
But you recommend it.
I don't recommend it.
Don't recommend it. Okay.
It's really lame.
Have you called
this? I can get cervical cancer at any time.
Oh, well, that sucks. Have you called this number?
Huh. No, I haven't.
All right, call it today and then tell us how it was.
I will.
All right. So you're saying it's not good. You're saying
the problem with women is that the virus can be life-threatening because of cervical cancer. So it's not like just an inconvenience. It can be sometimes be a real health problem.
Well, it sounds like they pay you to come into this place and maybe give you lunch, too. I don't know.
And, you know, the problem is, too, it kind of affects your social life because anytime you're going to have sex with anyone, you kind of have to talk, sit down and have a talk and say, look, here's the situation. I got this.
I'll bet that very rarely happens.
The people don't have the talk?
I bet, yeah.
That's why
because it's embarrassing.
You know, the population has it.
Yeah, you know what we're about to do? Yeah, I got this thing with
it's horrible. It's miserable.
Yeah.
Let's talk to Andrew in Bellflower. He's on line 7. Also very concerned about the news Ralph gave us this morning that Cher may be playing Catwoman in the next Batman movie. Hey, Andrew, you're on the air. What'd it do?
Good morning, guys.
Hi there.
Yeah, I say F that. Jessica Alba all the way, man.
Jessica Alba would be great.
How dare you? Here's my fear.
She's not a good actress.
I don't think she has the chops to do a Christopher Nolan Titanic Batman movie.
Yeah, but this isn't Titanic 2. This is freaking Batman.
Yeah, but Christopher Nolan uses real actors to kind of pull off his Batman
Charlize
stories.
Charlize Theron.
I think Charlize would be great. She could hurt anybody, though.
Dude, look, I know Jessica was hot. We can all agree on that. She is a terrible actress.
How dare you?
She would really stand out among the caliber of people that Ralph's right, that Christopher Nolan puts in his film. You know, people like Michael Caine and Christian Bale, people
blasphemy
like that.
Yeah,
Maggie really Gyllenhaal acts circles around Jessica Alba.
Yeah, I can't really argue that one.
She wasn't a believable Mrs. Fantastic in the
She
Fantastic
was the
Four.
Best Fantastic of all because her clothes fell off.
Who did you want for that role, Ralph? Who were you championing?
I was talking about Charlize
for Catwoman?
Initially, Charlize. But
Charlize,
I think Megan Fox would be good, too.
Yes, sure. She would.
She'd be fantastic. Yeah, all right.
Or Angelina Jolie.
We should do a bit where we just talk about Megan Fox. That'd be cool.
That would be excellent.
Yeah,
that'd
be good radio.
Let's talk football, you guys. Chris is in Long Beach. He's on line 1. Hey, Chris, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. What'd it do?
What'd it do, nephew? Hey, I was watching the preseason game yesterday with the Seahawks and the Chargers.
Chargers?
We were talking about Michael Strahan. New York Giants are trying to talk to Michael Strahan about coming out of retirement.
Yeah, yep. The Giants want him to come back because they need some help on their D-line.
They're talking about Frank Gifford being a backup quarterback this year. That's how bad it's getting for the Giants.
Yeah, it's getting pretty bad out there.
Yeah. Uminora is out now with a season-ending injury, so they're really thin. In their defense, and so they want to talk to Strahan, maybe putting off his retirement one more year.
Is he in good enough shape that he could come back and do that?
He hasn't done anything since the end of the Super Bowl.
And that's the difference. People are talking about, well, he didn't come to camp last year, and look at how well it worked out for him. He didn't come to camp last year, but he was off the field, you know, working out. Right now, he's not waking up at 5:15 lifting weights or doing anything. He's going to interviews at Fox TV and stuff. I mean, he's not going to be ready to play in the NFL season.
And he wasn't that effective in the beginning of the season when he came back when he wasn't in camp either. It took him about mid-season before he hit his stride. So here's the thing. He said at the end of the season, I will come back for $8 million for another year.
Right.
And they said, we'll give you 6.2. And he said, screw that. I'm going to retire. I don't want to work that hard. My body's beat up. I'm out. So if they give him the money, I think he might come back. But I don't know what the results will be.
How about Tiki Barber? He still looks like he's in pretty good shape on the Today Show. Maybe they can get him back, too.
No, I don't think the coach would ever take Tiki back after what he said about him. There's bad blood there.
By the way, is Chris still on the line or is he gone now?
I don't know. I can't go back to him. Hang on 1 second. Yes, Chris.
Chris, you still there?
Yes,
Did you see the Seahawks' third-string quarterback throw a 68-yard touchdown pass last night?
Yes, I did. Actually, he looked very good yesterday.
Very sweet.
He looked very good, but, you know, the Seahawks, you know, they're going to win that division this year. You know, I mean, I hate to say it, but Seahawks are going to win that division.
Well, I hope you're right. Thanks for the call.
I think they will, too. And then get destroyed in the playoffs.
as they so often do.
Yes.
All right. Was that was 3. We got room for 1 more?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Who do you like?
I don't want to go to Scott. I know that.
I think we may have to go to Scott.
I do not want to talk to Scott.
How about Craig in Burbank? How about that?
All right. We'll settle on Craig.
Let's do that. Or how about line
How about Jeff in Hollywood?
Jeff in Hollywood.
Oh, well, anyway, who's line 2?
Line 2.
We don't know who
that
person
is. There we go.
There's
our final call, line 2.
Yeah.
All right.
As soon as they put him on hold, I will go to them.
Oh, Kevin!
You hang up on him?
Yeah, I hung up on him.
Kevin did it.
Let's go to Craig. Hi, Craig.
Hey, what'd it do?
What'd it do?
What'd it do?
Well, I was watching the closing ceremonies the other night, and I noticed that all the girls were wearing white pants.
Ooh. Come on. All of the girls?
Ooh. I want to get some Asian ass, you know?
Yes.
It was really more the opening ceremonies than it was the closing ceremony.
Oh, well, I'll open and close them.
Do they know? Do they know that? The white thing, the white pants thing? They probably don't know that.
They invented it.
They're advertising it. Well, maybe. I don't know who invented it.
They did.
All right.
Hey, if you saw those opening ceremonies, they claim to have invented everything from printing to kite flying to air. So I'm sure they'll take credit for the white pants, too.
Bitches.
I hear that's true.
Exactly. They started it all.
They came up with white pants.
And they used to make everything out of paper. So their pants used to be made out of white paper. That's where it came from.
That's not where it came
Before they could even dye paper, they were making pants out of them. All their clothes were made out of paper.
I'd like to source you on that.
They have walls made of paper. You don't think they made their clothes out of paper? What's wrong with you people? Everything was paper. One time the entire country of China was made solely of paper.
I want to thank our special guest, Harvey Levin from TMZ.com, for joining us today. And, of course, that's the website, the TV show.
They used to eat it. They used to wear it.
Come on.
6:30.
Their animals used to be in paper.
They were not animals.
They had paper dogs as pets. Origami. You ever see origami?
They ate
yes.
them. Paper.
What that's happened Japanese, in China? You used that's to Japanese. Be cool.
Yeah, exactly. Now, what happened to our mother-daughter porn team? Because they're not here. I noticed we did not talk to them this hour.
They pulled over to do the chauffeur who was driving them here in the limo.
Is
that's
that right?
What I heard. Yeah.
So I don't think that's true
either.
They
got delayed because they were double-teaming the driver.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think that's true.
In the carpool lane.
But I do think that we're going to have them tomorrow. Yeah. Is what
then Lisa
hearing.
Reported there were three bodies in the carpool lane. And they were still moving.
They were still moving a little.
And they were in a wobbly H.
I don't think that's true either. Tomorrow morning, we are going to talk to Carrie Byron, who is on MythBusters.
Oh, I love her so much.
They are doing a special on the NASA moon hoax.
Oh, okay.
That's was timely. It a hoax?
That one.
If you're calling it the NASA moon hoax, I think we know what your opinion is already,
don't
we?
Know. That's not my opinion. I don't know. Is that the official title that they have?
I don't know.
Because I could have very easily written that title.
Ted Kennedy told me last night it was real, though.
Yeah, well, if he says it.
I believe him.
Yeah.
You're talking out of your ass, dummy.
Also tomorrow, encountering public sex, as Bean did recently, and threw up.
Well... 2 weeks ago, I was in a hotel and an elevator opened, and there was a guy who lost something under his girlfriend's dress, and he was exploring a little bit in the elevator, and it just got me to thinking that occasionally you run into people out there, and
what
that happens.
Two people doing? I'm grossed out.
Was he fumbling for it or was he looking for it?
He was. It seemed to me like maybe it was dark down there, and he was feeling around with his hands.
Oh, okay.
What it seemed like to me. Although I may just be thinking about the swingers party with Kevin having that screwed over his head. I may be confusing the two stories.
Shut up. People are going to believe you.
Happened.
Yeah. Charles, our security guard, is. We have a new feature starring him. He's written a book.
Called Keep It Funky.
Keep It Funky and Fresh. And we're going to have him on the show tomorrow as our life coach.
That's all right. Keep It Funky now.
He's the best.
He sure is.
So we got him tomorrow. We have some Jack Johnson tickets for you tomorrow and some more instant requests tomorrow morning on the Kevin and Bean Show.
Well, we're having Fantastic. The mother and daughter porn team on tomorrow, right?
Also tomorrow.
They're coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cat by Corbett coming back, you mean coming here the first time.
Corbett is up next with 40 Minutes Nonstop K-Rock, that MIA Paper Planes song that you either
paper.
Hate or love.
Paper, once again.
Oh, did China come up with that
She's
song,
Asian.
Too?
She's Asian.
See?
You're right about that.
Ties in, people. I'm going to be on Mythbusters.
Rise Against, Killers, Sublime, Chili Peppers, and more right after this on K-Rock.